Hey, I'm Matt Jackson.
I am Nick Jackson.
You are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
Rantum Radio, Nick.
Rant EM.
You'll have to keep that one.
Big Day with David Von Erich as gorgeous Jimmy Garvin and Sunshine plays a part of valets for you. Oh, this must be a big, big occasion.
It's a great day for Dave because today Jimmy Garvin's going to learn what it means to have a full day's work.
Can I play it?
All day long.
Well, come on, Von Erich, let's get the thing started, man. Let's get the thing started. I want you to know right now I'm not going to be enjoying myself.
Okay, let's start it up by you getting out of the car.
Okay, I'm out of the car. Now, what do you want me to do? I'm out of the car. Let me tell you one thing. Let's get one thing straight right now. The only reason I'm here, Von Erich, is because my lawyer told me I had to be here, okay? Because if I wasn't here, I couldn't wrestle nowhere in the United States. Do you understand me, Von Erich?
I understand you well enough, Garvin. You stand in my face again, I'll knock you down.
What do you want?
I want you to get out of my way, open the door for Bill Mercer, my valet, and meet me behind the house in the back 40. Open the door.
In the back 40, open the door for Mr. Bill Mercer. I know it's some kind of joke with you, Von Erich. Walk is hard. I don't want to walk, Von Erich. I don't want to walk.
You think this is some kind of joke? I can tell right now that this ain't going to work out at all. I can tell right now.
Walk, walk, walk is hot. I don't want to walk. Walk.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't. How degrading can anything happen to be out here on this place in this hot sun? Digging post holes like some kind of blue-collar worker, man.
Hey, Garvin, what are you doing?
I got a sand spur in my tennis shoe, okay?
Well, get it out later. Not on my time. You're working for me, boy.
Sunshine, come over here and do this for a while.
Sit down. Hard,
okay?
Sit down. You pull the trap. Garvin, you shut your mouth and dig your hole. Hole!
That hurt, Jimmy.
What's the matter with you, man? You some kind of nut or something? I'm digging as fast as I can. Look, I'm digging. It's hot out here.
Put your belly aching and just dig, Garvin.
Always your belly. Down. Wash under his gross neck.
He's got hey, Garvin. Don't forget to get under his ears real good now. Listen, I want you to know I'm only doing this because I have to, Von Erich. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
I know you're dog I've seen.
Get under his neck, good.
I want to go home.
You can't go home. We got to do this.
Well, I don't want
we want to go home. You can't go home. Wash around his mouth. I ain't getting around his mouth. Wash around his... Wash around his mouth.
Wait, I'm scared.
Don't worry about it.
Three more dogs to do, Garvin. Hurry up.
Scrub him.
He sits on the ground just like your brother Kevin sits on that American title and just like you're sitting on my Texas title. Yeah. He stinks. It's the grossest thing. Watch this stinky, stinky, gross dog. Gross. Stay, dog. You hold him. I'm tired of holding him. You hold him. Gross, smelly animal. Stay, dog. Stay, dog. Hold on to him. Hold on to him. Don't let him go. Hold on to him. Hold on to him. Get him back over here by the soap. Get him by the soap.
Is this the bale of hay we're supposed to move? There's so many bales of hay around here, I don't know which one we're supposed to move.
I don't know, Jimmy. I don't know.
You don't know if this is it or not? Let's move it anyway. This says here he is. We'll ask him. Ask him right now.
Hey, is this a bale you want me to move or what, Von Erich?
I want you to move all of those down to the big tree in the middle of the field.
All right, grab one in there. Let's put this on the truck.
Hey! Garvin, well, you're nice. I'm not moving the truck. I can't put it on the truck with you moving it.
You ain't putting on the truck. You're walking it down there.
I don't tell you, I don't know how much more of this I'm going to be able to take, Sunshine. Get a bale, get a bale. I can't carry all this by myself. Enough's enough of this. Come on, drag that over this way. Come on. Come on.
I can't believe it. Come on. Drag it faster.
I'm trying.
No, come on. Come on. Pull it.
You know, David, I'm surprised Garvin hasn't refused to do anything. He's complained a lot, but he's doing these things you want him to do.
He really had no choice. He lost. He had to do them. That's the way it goes.
This old barn that you got him in here now to clean up, this thing must be 100 years old. Where is this?
We used to store our hay out here. It's my granddad's old barn.
Listen to me and listen to me, good man. Look, I've done everything that you've asked me to do, okay? I've dug the post holes. I've washed the dogs. I give up my car to you when I first got here. I'm not going to clean up this old barn, man, on that television right there. These cameras are going to have to go, if you know what I mean. I don't mind doing it because I realize I got to do it or I can't wrestle in the United States no more. But I'm not going to do it. I'm not cleaning this poor excuse for a barn on those television cameras. Do you understand me, Von Erich?
You're going to do it, Garvin, because you lost.
That's you ain't doing nothing, man.
What's up, boy?
Hey! Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
This is Great Muta. And you are listening to the Turnbucks Throwbacks with Phil Rea and that pain in the ass champion right in M Radio.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment. Sports entertainment. Sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
All right.
Uh-huh!
Episode 310, Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live on Rant EM Radio, Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network, and now part of Dark Satellite Media. Good evening, everybody. I am your gracious host for the last 7 years, the Impact player, Mr. Philly Rea, and I am joined by...
the racist, the Mr. Pain in the Ass himself.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
As per Muda. Muda says I'm a pain in the ass as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, the great Muda said you're
damn, I'm internationally known, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking Muda even thinks I'm a pain in the ass. What the hell did I do to him?
Oh, they told great Muda you were a pain in the ass.
Bro. I'm surprised he hasn't come over here yet to spray me with some mist.
Oof. Oof. What color would he use on you? All the colors of the flag of Portugal?
Yeah, it'd be green, red, yellow.
Yellow.
Wow! Holy shit!
Donnie's in the room, the birthday girl, Shayna. We got Uncle Eddie from Ham Radio. What's up, Uncle Eddie? Kelly, Donnie D, Mario from the Barrio.
Yes.
Oh, look who it is, Cousin Richie.
Anybody see Richie?
Justin from Inconclusive. We got Otto's in here. Who else is in here?
We got Philly's right hand.
We got Philly's right hand. Gorgeous Jimmy. We got Mott Spock, Bruce Sharp. Fuck you, Bruce. Yeah, we're gonna. Yeah, Patreon's coming. Whatever. The curtain's the curtain. We'll buy a new one for
we're
you.
We're not curtain jerkers, though.
Yeah, we're not. I'll give you a jerk and Kurt. The black mist for the racist.
Ooh,
that's what I'm saying.
I like that one.
That's right.
So Mario, just so you know, I am not drunk, sir.
This guy's a fucking mook.
I am a mook, though. So, I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning, people. I went to go work. Unlike you fucking jerk-offs who have 9-to-5 jobs.
I don't have a 9-to-5 job. My job sucks. My hours suck, I should say.
Well, that's because you're a jerk-off, and that's what I think of you.
The Phil and Mookhead.
Wow.
Yeah. Head, baby.
Okay.
Hey, baby.
Wow! Okay.
Hey, big boy!
Big boy.
Big boy.
My pops is watching Family Feud in the background. All right. Yeah, man. So, anyway, yeah, Dark Satellite Media. Thank you for Jimmy Ferrari for putting us on.
Jimmy.
Jimmy is from the Brooklyn Blast Furnace, and he's also...
I'm over here now.
He's over here now. Jimmy has 6 podcasts, he said, initially joining up with, and we were one of them that were picked.
Wow.
So Jimmy's coming on the show very soon.
Were we his first choice?
I don't know. I don't care, really.
I hope we were.
I don't care. Jimmy's doing big things, and he's got over a little over 100 episodes, and he's done everybody from hip-hop to hardcore.
Super.
Comedians, yeah, so Jimmy's cool. So look out for Dark Satellite Media. And we'll just keep plugging at. Eventually, we'll get a drop for it. And Jimmy's coming on our show, and I'm probably going to go on his show eventually. You know, I met Jimmy through... You Creole Spaniard.
He called me a Creole Spaniard. That's amazing. You know what, Mario? You deserve something. You deserve a good fuck you. That was great.
Oh, man.
Okay, terrific.
That gets an okay, terrific.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Anyway... So yeah, that was one announcement this week that we were going to drop. I was saving the other announcement for tonight. So as you all know, you're a jerk off, and that's what I think of you. Yeah,
you're a jerk off. That's what I think of you.
So as you all know, July 3rd is the official anniversary of Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
See,
but it's a holiday weekend. Spider-Man's that night. I have to work. After work, and one of our in-studio guests is doing some fucking Asian film festival for that he does every year, and he flat leaves us for a couple of weeks in July. So we are going to have a Takeover Club 7th anniversary soiree on July the 20th. It's a Saturday night. Spoke to the boss, AA, already reserved the night. It'll be here at Studio C, as in Cunt Lips, Choppy.
Wow.
And we're going to have the Cuz Bros, the Mandingos.
We're going to have all the bros here.
And probably my little bro, Hammer. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe Hammer will be here. I have no idea.
And your brother from another mother?
And Anime Mike.
Mikey's going to be here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we'll have a full house. And the throwback will be the War Games.
The War Games!
From 89. So catch up on your Great American Bash, 1989. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll have some more. I think Jimmy said he might be on vacation that weekend. That's why I told him he can come through. Either way, it's going to be a packed house. Choppy and I got to do some furniture moving and get some more microphones, but we're going to be all right.
Microphones.
It's going to be all right, Spider.
I thought you said I was all right, Spider.
You're not all right. You got a lot of fucking problems.
Oh, boy.
Studio Cocknobbler. That's true.
Really? That's the best you got, Mario?
Mario alone.
Fucking jerk off. You Texans are pieces of shit anyways.
What the fuck's up with Texas? Why are you hating on the state of Texas?
Because they got some fake Mexicans over there. Mario included.
Fake Mexicans? Holy shit, dude.
Hey, he called me a Creole Spaniard. Fuck him.
A Creole Spaniard. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your winner. The Creole Spaniard. Better than... There better be hats. Fancy hats.
You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
And would you tip that hat to a lady?
Dude, are you serious? Are you serious right now?
Tip that hat to a lady? I'd come closer to tipping it to a Jezebel down on the street.
That's right. Not only are we going to be having some fancy hats, but we're going to be doing some... doing flips and shit. That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
So, dance, Spider.
Dance, Spider.
Yeah, crawl like you crawl for the fucking drink. Take him to Ben Casey, the motherfucker.
Oh, his whole family, all bunch of rats.
You're all fucking bunch of rats. What the fuck's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? You gotta fucking shoot the guy. I got no more lie, you're digging a hole.
Karen, I love you.
I love you, Karen.
Do you love her?
Here, Mario, since you wore Knicks hat, I'm wearing this tonight.
What? Oh, that looks like dog shit.
Houston, baby, Houston.
Who?
Houston.
God, yeah, they true, suck.
Baby. I got that for Christmas.
God, they suck.
They do lately.
No, they just suck.
No, they don't suck. What's up, Mike Palmer? My man. Choppy be repping the red, green, and the gold. Donnie's a choppy, too,
that's
huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
He's a pork chop. He knows.
His whole family's a bunch of rats. That's right. See what I tell you. Take him to Ben Casey, the motherfucker.
Oh, man. Do you love her?
I love you, Cameron.
And I now do the whole thing.
I gotta come home to this. I love you. Oh no, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Is this the superintendent? Sir, you have a whore living in 2C. Rossi. Janice Rossi.
You have a whore. That movie is gold, man.
This is what we do every night on the way home.
Oh, that movie.
Choppy is... drives me home, and we do fucking movie quotes the 15-minute ride to my crib. Every Friday night. Every Friday night without fail.
Oh, that shit is hysterical, though.
Double A's in the room.
Double A, what's up?
Talk about Patterson Stevens one night. Oh,
yes. Yeah. We were supposed to do that, weren't we?
Yeah, you know what? We'll do a fucking NWA California card. You know what the problem is, Mike?
The footage.
Yeah, there's so much footage that we don't have that's not available. That whole San Francisco NWA territory was so fucking good. Patterson, Stevens, Blassie, Buddy Rogers. Like, that was a great fucking great territory, man. Great, great, great territory. Double A, hello, sir. We're just talking about you letting us have the 20th. So, yeah, July 20th is going to be grand. We're going to have a great fucking time. I hope all you guys can join us. We're going to have the big screen behind us going. ROH pay-per-view is that night from Manhattan Center.
I'm going to order it.
We're going to order it, yeah.
I'll order it.
We're going to get fucking tipsy, have some fucking...
Tipsy.
Yeah, we're going to get some adult beverages.
Oh, we're going to get some Pepsi? That's adult.
Yeah. We need, yeah, of course, Pepsi. Anyway. So, yeah, nothing has changed, FYI. Nothing changed. We're just adding some more eyes and ears to the product. Rant EM is still the mothership. Shining Wizards Network is still the fucking backbone. And now DSM is going to be fucking just another outlet for Turnbuckle Throwbacks. As Choppy caresses my forearm and goes to my tits. So, yeah, it's going to be great. We're gearing up for the summer. We're going to start Patreon probably August. Probably August 1st will be the kickoff. August 1st is Patreon. All right, Choppy and I just have to figure out what we're going to do in terms of content.
See.
Because, obviously, the more money you pay, the more you get. I'm probably going to do I'm personally going to work on breaking down episodes of, like, the network's vault. Like, AWA, World Class. Well, Choppy's getting his own. Choppy's probably getting his own gig, whatever podcast he wants to do.
I'm going
to
call it the Chop Shop.
The Chop Shop. Yep, Chop Shop is coming. So that's going to be Choppy's bag, whatever he wants to do. And my brother's probably doing something with us. And we got a lot of shit in the fucking in the back burner. So we're just, you know, trying to piece this all out. It's been a real busy couple weeks because everything's going on. Hammer's going to be in studio with us next. What do you call it? Next week. 600 episode of The Rant on fucking Tuesday.
Get the fuck out of here, seriously?
600 episodes. And I witnessed a Yardbird theft that happened on Tuesday. Yeah, 600 episodes. You know what? It's so great when you have peers that have been doing this for so long, and now you call them friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's awesome. And I'm not just saying that because he's in the room, but Double A is a good dude, and I love him to death. He's like a brother now. And he's been doing this for so long, and he did it his way, his own way, did his own... And that's what I love about this whole thing, because everything we do is DIY. That's why I love Jimmy so much, because everything we do is punk rock. Whether it's podcasting, back in the day we did fanzines, we made demos, we were in music, we did tape trading with music and wrestling. Like, everything we do is hardcore, punk rock, fucking in your face. That's how we do it. That's how The Rants does it. Shining Wizards, Dark Side. I mean, it's a happening, man. So just keep it locked. We have some great shit going on, and I hope you guys. I'm glad you guys will like the content, man. So yeah, the Chop Shop is coming. Yeah,
you like that name?
Patreon is. We're gonna have a Patreon page. I just have to figure out. Like I said, you know, the more you guys give, the more content you're gonna get, and we gotta start paying some bills in here because I need some new equipment. And this shit don't pay for itself. You know what I'm saying? Times is hard.
Get some sponsors, goddammit.
Yeah, that too.
How about Nike? Sponsor us, goddammit.
Nike.
We don't want Nike?
No.
Why not?
Because they... Never mind. I don't want
to get Michael them. Jordan, sponsor us. Give us a couple mil. 1 mil is enough.
This guy's a fucking move.
Well, fuck you then. Go eat a bag of fried dicks for all I fucking...
Fried dicks over here now.
Add some fucking some powdered sugar on top of those fried dicks.
Anyway, so keep it locked to all the shows, and that's pretty much it. Anything else you want to add to that, Chop? Are you good with that, or
I love you.
You love me, huh?
Yeah,
I love you too, pal.
That's what I'm here for.
That's what I'm here for. Choppy sent me. What's up, Neil? Dollar Shave Club. Yeah, that's cool. Real shit. You guys make me feel like I'm part of the family. You are part of the family.
Mario, anybody, you are definitely part of the family.
No, everybody here is family, man. We Choppy and I are super humble. Choppy was a fan of the show before he became the co-host, so he understands how I dealt with things behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. This is just an extension of who we are. We don't have a fucking gimmick. Kevin Castle, I spoke to Kevin a while ago. Kevin was on the show last August.
He was.
He's probably going to come on this year. Kevin's got his own thing going on with the DTKC. He's doing like he's got Dark Chronicles with Trez.
I think there's something with Missionary too.
Mish. He does something with him and Draper did one last week.
Oh, good.
It wasn't Patreon. It was Don Tony Kevin Castle.
Okay.
So I want to get Draper on the show. John's a friend. So yeah, we're going to do some cross promoting. Definitely gonna do some cross promoting because they're our boys. You know, we love them and they support us, and that's great to support. They're like the biggest thing.
And you know, not for nothing, Kevin Castle supports Phil a lot, and that's the reason why I started listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks was because of Kevin Castle. So I was listening to Don Tony Kevin Castle one time. It was what, 5 years? What was it? 4 years ago, maybe?
Yeah,
about 4 years ago, and that was it. I just got hooked. You know, Turnbuckle Throwbacks is the shit that I want to listen to. You know, I want to listen to stuff of yesteryear. I like some of the current stuff, but I also want to hear about the stuff that happened back in the day that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
And that's what we do over here for you guys.
So that's what we do. Yeah, Justin, true people doing good shows.
Thanks, man.
Justin holds it down on Sundays for everybody, too.
Yes, he does. He's the man.
He starts the week off, him and fucking those other guys. You know, those other guys, we don't want to mention their names. No, we're joking. We love all those guys. But it's when your peers are doing big things. It motivates you to be a better, put out a better product. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be better people. We're trying to be better podcasters. And it's cool because when Jimmy was plugging us on the other page the other day.
Yes, he was.
Some kid was like, you guys got Turnbuckle Throwbacks? That's great. So now we got, even some of his fans knew of us.
Yes.
Of their shows. So now we're like, this is what we're talking about in this grand scheme of things. You branch out. You put the name out there. We're doing this for 7 years. It's going to be that kind of party, and it's going to be a fun deal.
Yep.
I can't tell you how excited I am. Choppy's excited.
You know, it's going to be like, it's just like an umbrella, you know, of different avenues of media, which is going to be good, man. It's going to be a good thing for everyone. It's going to be good for us, good for Jimmy, good for the rant. You know, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a good thing. I can't wait.
It's going to put eyes and ears on everything that we do that haven't had us before. Even if we get a couple of more downloads a week.
Yeah.
A month, a year, it doesn't matter. As long as more people are listening and more feedback comes in, it's better for us, it's better for everybody else, and the more we get it out there, the better it gets. So,
to quote the great MVP, big things popping, little things stopping.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, keep it locked. Cause we're always doing something good, man. You know, the rant always does great.
Ghetto Geek Squad, we do.
Oh, we got the rant.
We got the rant.
We got the Midnight Jury. We got the Wizards. We got Inconclusive. We have... I mean, Dumb Fellas, we have a bunch of shows, man. Insane. Insane amount of content. Don't get it twisted. As they say in the street, two Suburbans in a hearse, we're killing them out there. We are killing shit out there for real.
So, how long have I been on the show now?
You? This is going to be your third year?
Get the fuck out of here, really?
Second or third, yeah.
Wow.
You came on a couple of the shows.
Yeah.
Before you were officially
on. Because we didn't realize how close we lived to each other at one point. And then once we realized, and then once the, you know, we had other fellas leave, I approached you and I was like, hey, how about I help you out a little bit?
Yeah, inadvertently. Like, I can come help you out. And I'm like, okay, like, how are you going to help? But come sit with me and talk to me and see how it goes.
And look what happened.
Look what happened.
God, what a mook I am.
This guy's a fucking mook.
So, speaking of which, I actually use the word mook today. I use it all the time, but today at work, some girl from, she's a couple years older than you, maybe 2 years older than you.
Uh-huh.
She's from fucking Woodside, Italian, but she's a Guinea.
Well, Woodside's very, 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 very ethnic.
Yes, but she's the...
Woodside's got Irish, it's got Central and South American, it's got Italian, it's got Greek.
So, I was somebody did something stupid, and I was like, "You're a fucking mook." And she was like, "Wow, I haven't heard that since the '80s."
See that. What Double A just put up? Hashtag other fellas.
Uh huh.
That's us. We're not here. We're not there.
We're everywhere.
We're everywhere. We're over here now.
Yo, I'm over here now.
Yo, Donnie, I gotta ask you, where the fuck are you from? I know you're Portuguese, but I wonder what area of the country you're from.
Jury or die. That's our boy. Yo, I've been with Mike and Jury since first day. They're one of my favorite shows, one of my favorite people. Mike, Adam, Sydney, Cal. That's the thing too, man. Them, inconclusive, they just tell it like it is. None of us sugarcoat anything. We don't give a shit. And I think that's why the fans like us so much, because we just don't give a fuck about anything but the product and how we put it out and that's the passion, and that's where we get it from. You know, the better they get, the better we get, and that's how it is. You know?
God, we're wicked nice.
Yeah, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right, partner.
Partner.
Let's see. I got my list here. I took some notes.
You have notes?
Well, I always take notes. I just forget to write them.
Well, aren't you Mr. Prepared?
Oh, he's a
You're Canuck. A Canuck? Wow! Look at that!
Yeah.
We got a lot of Canucks up there.
Do you?
Oh, you do. I have family in Canada. Canada?
Canada?
Canada.
Canada?
I have family in...
Is it Canada a province in Ontario?
Yes.
Anyway.
I have family in Leamington, Ontario, and I have family in Toronto, and I have family in Montreal, Quebec.
Quebec. Parlez-vous français?
No, I don't.
No.
I just know how to say je m'appelle André, and that's it, which is my name is André. Oh, no. I use my government name on the show.
Yeah. Oops. You guys are wicked awesome.
Richie, you know how you pronounce your name?
Cuz Bro is in the room.
Cuz Bro. Wow.
What up, Cuz Bro?
What's up, Anthony?
Hey,
anybody see Richie?
Richie, you know how you say your name in Bassett's? It's Wad. Not Ward, it's Wad.
That's right, Justin. Let's go Expos. Did you hear about that? That the Tampa Bay Rays want to split their season between there and Montreal?
What?
Because, listen, we all know that Tampa, Florida is a touristy part of the world.
You know, Florida is a bunch of fucking retards that live there.
Stop that. No one wants to see baseball there, no matter how good or bad teams are. It's a tourist place, right? But Florida is really a football
place. There's a lot of sports-oriented stuff down there. What are they?
But crazy? No one likes baseball down there, except for spring
so
training.
So what?
So what? They're losing money. So now they want to bring the Expos back. So that's they're trying to get the Expos. They're trying to get more eyes on this team. Just move the fucking team. If no one wants to pay the money to go sit in it, because Tampa has the worst stadium in baseball, rated, right? If no one's watching the product, go to fucking Montreal. Because Montreal is looking to build a new stadium. They already have the people in place.
Yeah, but don't they have the Blue Jays already?
In Toronto. Montreal's a huge city, bro. Montreal's got... When the Expos were a good team for a little while. They were a contender, actually. They would have won the World Series in 94.
They were a contender?
You could have been a contender. How you doing over here? I'm over here now, jerk off face.
Bobby Bacala.
How you doing?
What is a mook?
I'm over here now.
Yeah. What up, Chris? Chris, hope you
feel
better.
Chris, oh yeah, that's right. Are you okay, buddy?
Yeah, he's fine. He's good. But I love Tampa. I love that part of the world. I like I like the west coast of Florida anyway.
I think the east coast of Florida is a fucking...
Hey, Chalutes. I got a tip on a racehorse. Chalutes, a fucking thoroughbred. That's right. Strike your World Series. I got that Strat set. 94 Strat. They would have beat. They would have won the World Series in 94 if they weren't didn't go on strike. The Expos. 100%. That team is ridiculous.
Any Jew.
What?
What?
What the fuck
is wrong with you?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
God.
Nah, 94 Yankees were good, bro. They weren't that good.
No, Florida is full of cesspools.
Anything north of Boca is uncivilized.
It's a fucking cesspool.
Hello, Boca. Hello, gorgeous. Boca? How you doing?
I think I have family in Boca.
Hello, gorgeous. That's how they talk in Boca.
Hello, gorgeous.
A whole bunch of Jews out there.
Hey, Anime Mike.
Anime Mike. Oh, Orlando was owned by the Mouse. Of course.
I mean, it's the Mouse owns everything, especially Atlanta right now, too.
You ain't lying. What's up, you sexy men?
Ooh. Hey now, you better control. You better control. Watch your words, young man.
Okay, faggot. What's next?
Wow. Vladimir Guerrero.
Fuck yeah, Vladimir Guerrero. Tim Raines, the Alouz. Fucking, that was a great team. Cliff Floyd was on the team.
Who's Vladimir Guerrero? Russian Mexican?
No, he's Stop that.
He's
a Hall of Fame baseball player.
Is he?
Yeah.
This shows how much I know about baseball.
He's Dominican.
What? He's a Dominican?
No, Dominican.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was Dominican. I'm sorry.
Come to Boynton Beach. Yeah, it's a little Brooklyn over there. Everybody from New York moved down there. Anybody see Richie?
I thought everyone... What was that? What's that area of Florida everyone moved to? It's not that area. There's another area in western...
In western Florida?
Yeah.
West Coast?
I forgot the name of the town. Like, a lot of New Yorkers live down there.
Naples?
Naples. That's what it is. Naples. That's full of fucking... You want to talk about Guinea Central? Naples is full of them right there. I'm telling you.
How you doing?
How you doing
over there?
Speaking of how you doing, did you see the picture of Kathy Hummer with Big Kaz and Enzo?
Yeah.
On Facebook?
Yeah, I saw that.
What about her with the five-time WWE champion, Booker T?
He uses vodka on instead of hot sauce on his tacos.
Who says that? Who does
Vladimir
that?
Guerrero.
Double A?
Yeah, it would have came down to the Yankees and Expos, and the Yankees would have lost. Expos had better pitching, too, by the way.
Naples is full of necks, too. Yeah, yeah. That's what I have. A park chop who doesn't know about baseball, you goddamn right I don't, because you don't want to know why, because football's the shit.
You know? Okay.
Yeah, it's better than baseball.
Your opinion.
You want to know why?
No.
It's only 17 fucking games for me.
Oh, only 17 for you, 16 for the rest of the league?
Yes.
Is that Portuguese football?
Yes, it is. It's called soccer.
Sucker. Azúcar con leche.
Azúcar con leche, cabrones.
Esta noche. Sábado gigante.
Esta noche. Patrocinado por la Burger King.
¿Cómo se dice Burger King?
Burger King?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
¿Cómo se dice bullshit?
Basura.
Basura con leche.
Basura con leche.
How do you... Richie wants to know, ¿cómo se dice nipples?
Nipples.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Look at you. Is that the classic? Hold on. Can I see that for a second?
What?
Is that classic Burger King?
Yeah.
Wow, people. Look at this shit. Classic Burger King logo.
Yeah, I'm drinking soda from 1984.
What a fucking mook. And he held that on me. It's okay, though. I see how it is. It's okay.
You weren't even here.
What?
I rang the bell.
Look, sponsored by Budweiser.
Budweiser. Corona. Cerveza más fina.
Cerveza más fina. Cerveza de Coors Light.
De Coors Light.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow. By the way.
Yo.
So, apparently, the movie's not even out yet. Spider-Man is in fucking fuego right now. It's
already got my tickets.
Bro, it is insane, the reviews.
8:45 show, July 3rd.
Wait for the post-credit scene, my friend.
I'll wait for it.
It's going to be amazing.
Smack it up, flip it, rub it down. Oh, no.
Let's just say it involves this.
Ah!
It involves that.
Wow!
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 And I know what that does.
Oh, my God!
It's going to be a great fucking movie. I can't wait. I'm so excited. Oh, people, by the way, just so you know, I met Aunt May from...
Oh, yeah. Didn't you see that last week or no?
No, I got to see her, but I didn't get to meet her.
Oh, you got to meet her?
I'm like, hey, Marissa.
What a smoke show.
Dude, the owner...
I would eat Hershey Kisses at her ass.
Did you know that... Okay.
I would.
Did you know that the owner of Donito's fucking cursed her out?
The retired cop? That the dirtbag doesn't take fucking... 2019... We don't take debit cards.
Yeah, he doesn't take... Yeah.
Cash only.
Now I know why you fucking hate him. He's FDNY. You fucking EMTs hate
Fuck those bucket chuckers, man. Dude's like, did I ever tell you that story?
No, what happened?
When I lived on DECA,
mm-hmm.
Like my first couple of months there, I was taking an express bus home. And it was like 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, I'm starving.
I remember the story. But continue.
I called in. I said, can I order a meatball hero? They're like, oh, yeah, sure. What's your name? My name is Phil. I'll be there in about 45 minutes. So like 9:45, I roll in there. And I'm half asleep. I'm just exhausted. I just want to eat and go to bed. And I go to. She's like, that'll be $6.75, whatever. I was like, all right. I pull out my card. She says, we don't take debit cards. I'm like, what? We don't take debit cards. I'm like, it's 2016. You don't take debit cards? She's like, no, it's cash only. I'm like, well, you can keep your fucking hero.
Wow, you walked out.
Yeah, walked out. You know, in this day and age, no one wants to carry cash, especially in Port Richmond. Because they'll fucking stab you over there for your cash. And I don't feel like getting fucking stabbed for my cash. So, you know what? Whatever. You lost a customer. Go fuck your hand.
Well, the pizza's still pretty good.
No, I went back. But I brought cash. Because the pizza's fucking good, man. I'm not going to front.
You know that he gave us free pizza last week.
Why wouldn't he? You giving him fucking advertisement.
He gave us a grandma pie.
Ah, grandma pie from Danino's is pretty good.
He gave us a regular pie.
Nice.
Pepperoni and mushroom pie. I know you don't like the mushrooms.
I'm allergic. I don't like them. It's just an allergic.
Well, you know what? That's because you're a fucking mook.
I am a mook.
What kind of guinea is allergic to mushrooms?
What is a mook?
That's right. You're not even full guinea. What the fuck am I talking about?
Fucking yeah.
Jerk off.
You're a jerk off, and that's what I think of you.
You're a jerk off. That's what I think.
Yeah, Shaylin. You know, believe it or not, people do not want to take debit cards at certain businesses. You want to know why? Because it's their prerogative.
Yeah, they can. They can. I mean, it doesn't make any fucking sense in 2019.
Now, believe it or not, now they do take debit cards now.
Who, Danino's?
Yeah, except they charge you an extra 3% or something like that.
3%, my balls. They can go fuck themselves. You're not the only fucking pizza place on the planet.
No, there's other pizza places on
the planet. Cockbags. I'll take my business to Nona's.
Nona's is fucking good.
That's a fine establishment.
I had some today.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking about having some tomorrow.
You should. Take Allie there.
Well, Allie goes all the time, but I'm thinking maybe Sunday for the pay-per-view, I'm thinking about getting some pizza.
You're watching that shit fest?
I always watch pay-per-view, man.
Perfect segue. Let's talk about that shit fest right now.
All right, well, let's get it. We have a whole bunch of things. Well, you want to go over that first, and we'll do NXT?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Let's see. Stomping Ground, a.k.a. Roadblock.
Ugh.
Road Rash.
Chafing? WWE chafing.
Here are the matches for Sunday. Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre.
Oh, man. I think Drew McIntyre is going to win that.
Xavier Woods and Big E. Big E's back versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
What? Wow.
I'll take the heel team.
Yeah.
Tony Nese, Long Island's own. Cruiserweight champion defending against Akira Tozawa and Drew Gulak.
I told you, that was the four-way match.
Yeah.
The referees couldn't decide on the winner, so they picked both those guys. Can I just say Drew Gulak looks like a fucking machine, bro.
Yeah.
He looks like he's ready for that title, that Cruiserweight title. And please, I know you guys in WWE are listening because you listened to Phil Rain when you said put Tyler Breeze in NXT and look what happened. You got to put fucking Drew Gulak in NXT. He's fucking amazing in NXT.
Yeah, that little program he had with Kushida just put him over the top.
Oof, my God.
Yeah.
Now, for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships, we have the Daniel Bryan and Rowan.
Right.
The Tag Team Champions versus Heavy Machinery.
Look at Heavy Machinery getting a title shot on the
Yeah, but they haven't been used properly in, like, God knows how long.
No one's used properly in WWE. That's the fucking problem. But...
Wow, the Universal Championships for it's gonna be Seth Rollins
and against your boy Baron Corbin.
I like Baron Corbin now.
I know you do.
I kind of like him now. He's a good heel.
I don't think he's winning, but ooh, and Choppy's asshole's winning.
Now, who's gonna be the special guest referee? Is the question?
Probably Brock Lesnar.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What about the disrespect that EC3's been getting lately, man?
I haven't watched really.
Dude, he has not been used for months on TV. And then they make him. They're gonna make him the special guest referee, and all of a sudden he gets attacked by Seth Rollins, dude. It was bad.
Bayley defends the SmackDown title against Alexa Bliss.
Bayley retains.
Yeah. Samoa Joe defends the U.S. title against Ricochet. It should be a good match.
Did you hear what Ricochet did?
No.
So apparently he reached out to Chris Jericho and asked if he could use the Codebreaker as his finisher.
Did he?
Yes. Apparently that's what Jericho is claiming. Because apparently the 630 finisher is really, really hurting Ricochet's back, apparently. What's going on? Oh, yeah, did you hear about that? I got a notification that the Stomping Ground was going on right now.
Yeah, I didn't get that notification. You guys did.
I got it.
Yeah, everybody did it, apparently.
I got that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
So, Samoa Joe, does Ricochet beat Samoa Joe? When did Joe beat Rey Mysterio for the title?
Well, Rey Mysterio got injured, and then he had to hand over the title to Samoa Joe.
Oh.
Which, that's not in the, quote, WWE rule book, but they still did it anyways.
And I watched Dolph Ziggler's promo on Tuesday.
How was that?
Yeah, it's all right.
It should have been me!
Yes,
it should have been
exactly
me!
That's exactly what he did.
Fucking mook. What are they doing with Dolph Ziggler, dude?
I don't know. I like Ziggles anyway. So him and Kofi put on good matches.
I like
though.
Dolph Ziggler.
It's gonna be a good match.
These two have been fought so many times for U.S. belts, for the IC belts, now for the world belt. I mean, come on, dude. I mean, these guys are fantastic workers. But my problem is that character development. What the fuck are they doing with Dolph Ziggler, man?
I don't know, Chop. I you know, we could sit here all night and fucking picnic.
He was at his best when Vicky Guerrero was his manager.
We can picnic basket the whole fucking thing and just pick out what's wrong with the product. We all know it's a shit show, and we all know that people being badly booked and used differently, whatever. At least, in the very least, Ziggles is back in the main event picture.
Yes,
because he's one of those guys that, you know,
can go.
Yeah.
And it's funny, though. He was gone for such a long period of time, and he came back, and he just didn't miss a step at all.
They had to bring Ziggles because Owens wouldn't go to Saudi Arabia because of Sammy.
Yeah, that I know. That we know.
You know. Yes, Shaylin, I think Big E's going to turn heel very soon.
Not now, though.
Makes sense, though, because he used to be with Ziggles.
I know,
and
it does.
And wants to face AJ Lee, right?
It does make sense. Okay. Just not now. It's going to be maybe, I think it's SummerSlam.
Yeah.
At the biggest show of the summer.
They could... It wouldn't be a bad deal if they broke up the New Day a little bit.
You know what? I don't even care.
I'm over it.
I don't give a fuck if they turn people heel or not. You want to know why? I want to be surprised. Because for me to, like, always try to predict what's going to happen, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm fucking sick of it. Let's just enjoy what's on TV and keep it moving.
Yeah. All right, so I didn't see NXT UK. You did.
Very good. It was okay show. It was very condensed.
You want to give me the condensed review? Or?
Basically, it was Cash Sono against Kenny Williams. Cash Sono beat Kenny Williams with the rolling elbow smash,
mm-hmm.
which I was very shocked by because Kenny Williams is a young upstart.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was an interview segment with Imperium. Now it's not a three-man squad. It's a four-man squad now.
Right, which his face just joined last
week. So if you guys didn't miss last week, Alexander Wolf joined Imperium by powerbombing Tyler Bate in their match. And then joining up with the likes of Marcel Bartel, Fabian Aichner, and fucking Walter. What a team, dude. These four guys, gonna kill it. Then it was the women's Battle Royal that was pretty good. I forgot the girl's name.
Did my full-figured friend Piper win?
No.
I like her, man.
I know you do.
I want to do terrible things to her face.
She's cute. Is she related to anybody?
No, only Robin Brookside's kids.
But there's a lot of hype on that Piper girl because
because she's big and she
can move.
Well, she's big, literally, but
she's
big
like the female Kevin Owens.
That's what I said last week.
She can go.
That's exactly what I said last week.
But yeah, it was a very condensed version of the NXT UK because they were at the Download Fest in the UK for metal and shit. So, if you want to check it out, check it out, or just wait until next week when they have it because next week is going to be the title match against Walter
and Tony Storm's defending too, right?
Not next week.
No, that's That's Cardiff, right? NXT TakeOver Cardiff?
Yes, yes.
I kept saying it was in Glasgow. It's in Cardiff, my bad.
Don't be surprised if British Strong Style gets a fourth guy to take on the four members of Imperium. It won't be an official member of British Strong
Style. It might be just like a
guy that they need to fight.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if that Kiwi Slice guy is one of the fourth guy they go use to
get. He's getting a title shot, though.
Next
against
week.
Against Walter.
And that will probably set up for the four-man tag team match or the eight-man tag match.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm thinking.
So, let's talk about NXT.
Ooh.
So, Regal announced the tournament for the Breakout Star.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you notice a lot of the guys that are there?
Yeah. DJZ.
DJZ. Sam Shaw. A couple of TNA guys there.
Some TNA guys are in there.
Who's the big monster, dude? The big heavy set guy.
Oh, I forgot his name already.
I like him.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like a guy I could see winning that shit.
No, I got some good players in there.
Oh, they got fucking Shane Strickland's in there?
Shane Strickland, that's right.
What's his new name now?
They get all new names.
DJZ
now.
Has a new name, too. I think it's like Joaquin Wilde.
Joaquin Wilde, yeah, Wilde.
Yeah, and then there's another guy. Oh, Trevor Lee from TNA, another TNA.
That's right.
He's not Trevor Lee, though. It's a different name now, too.
They're all different names.
Yeah, it's not Damian Priest, though.
Jesus Christ.
What a piece of shit name.
So, Punishment Mark Gasson made his debut.
Oof. I tell you right now, Raul Mendoza needs to have an NXT title match because he made that motherfucker look like $1 trillion.
I know. I've said it. I know. Choppy said it. We've said it for years.
The Mandingos have
not
said
years,
it.
For months, though. I do not see the appeal in Punishment Martinez. Or
why
Demon
is
Priest.
He even signed?
They love him.
Bro, He may not. You want to know something? He may not be ideal for NXT, but he's the ideal person for the main roster.
Imperium versus Undisputed Era at War Games.
Ooh, that would be dope.
War Games is in November this year.
Thanksgiving?
November 28th.
Wow. I'm definitely taking that Monday off. Oh, no, it's on a Saturday.
On a Saturday.
I'm still taking that Monday off.
I'm taking it. It's going to be a War Games weekend. I love the War Games. It's going to be here. Oh, at Studio C?
It's going to be here.
We'll do some...
The War Games!
We'll do a Rant EM preview. Yeah, we'll do it. Double A will book us now for November.
I'm going to make a bold prediction.
Oh, no.
Let me use one of my Nostradamus. Nostrachoppy.
Chopstradamus.
Chopstradamus predictions.
I think I just got the name of this week's episode.
The
Chopstradamus.
The Undisputed Era is going to get all the fucking belts by SummerSlam.
So, hey, what's up, Logan?
Who?
Logan's in the room.
Hello, Logan.
Anyway, did you see Roddy putting a pin on Velveteen Dream?
Yes, sir. Guess who's getting that North American title, baby? Yeah, motherfucker! I'm telling you, man!
That's my boy,
by
man.
By SummerSlam, they're going to have all the belts.
That'd be pretty cool.
So Bobby Fish is not injured, apparently.
No, I was about to say that. Like, he looked... Did you see the hurt he put on Matt Riddle?
Ooh.
Man, he put a hurt on Matt Riddle.
What about Breeze? Breeze
got fucked. Well, Tyler, listen. All those guys can go, man. I'm just pissed off Kyle O'Reilly didn't get the fight. Even though I didn't care, the six man was good though, man. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
The cherry on top, though. You know what was the cherry on top?
Fucking Roddy pinning fucking Dream.
The fresh new gear.
That silver gear? The silver. Oh, you mean the t-shirt? Oh, they don't have my fucking. Well, they have my size, but it's a little. Yeah, I can still rock it.
Don't you worry about that, buddy.
I told you I got Allie an Undisputed Era shirt, right? When I went to NXT, she wears it every week.
It's a great shirt.
She loves it. She loves it.
You don't want to know why? Because we throw it up, motherfuckers.
Miss Choppy just need a turban like Miss Cleo. Call me now for
your free... Call me now for your free tarot.
For your free reading.
For your free tarot card reading.
Me want tree time.
Me want the man of two faces.
Two-face, screw-face.
Two-face, screw-face.
Hello, Carla. Hello, Carla.
There'll be a little bit of sweat down your body crease.
In your body crease.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go, body crease.
Hold on. No.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm going to play you something. Hold on. Give me a second, because I got to play it good now. That's what we got to do now.
All right, now.
Questions. I have the answers.
Who asked you to go out of town? The stupid young one or the married one?
The married one.
That's what me thought. Don't go. You hear
That's
me?
What me thought.
You
don't go.
If you believe
that it's over, then you got to stop accepting the booty calls.
Tell me what type of direction is my life headed into?
Last four nights, your feelings have been hurt, so you've been up all night.
Yes.
You haven't been... And this is around a relationship.
Oh. Talk about it.
Okay? Don't make me take you to church, young man.
Don't make me take you to church, young man.
Call me now for your free reading, Miss Choppy.
Oh, man.
Chopstradamus over here.
The name of the episode is going to be Miss Choppy.
Miss Choppy. Chopstradamus. Miss Chopstradamus.
Okay.
I like that better.
Wow.
I love it.
God, Miss Cleo was the shit back in the day.
She was calling motherfuckers out left and right, bro.
She was like, you need to quit the booty calls.
Quit the booty call, man. You need to call me now for your free reading. Free reading,
Where
man.
Where the fuck was Miss Cleo at when she was trying to protect, you know, Steven Seagal from Screwface?
Where the fuck was Miss Cleo for 9/11? Ringing that bell. I could have fucking saved myself 14
Miss
hours.
Miss Cleo!
3,000 people died that day.
Why don't you tell me about the Twin Towers?
You fucking skunt.
Wow.
You West Indian skunt. The Choppy Warwick.
Wow! Hey now!
Dion and her psychic friends. Dion. Never a dull night.
I have a friend named Dion from Jamaica. His name is Dion Halim Phillips.
Okay, terrific.
And where'd you get that reading from?
I got it from a Negro.
Well, technically, yeah.
Technically, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Yep.
What?
All right, so NXT. Very excited about the movement. I'm excited about the cage match next week with Shitlocka Sarai and Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, I think Shayna's going to win that, dude. I'm sorry. Shayna's going to hold on to that belt for a long time, dude. I'm sorry. That this second reign that she of hers is going to be a lot longer than you think. Brock Lesnar of NXT is Shayna Baszler right now.
Sharon Corbin.
Shayna Corbin. That's what it is. She looks like Sharon Corbin. She looks like she's 12 years old.
She looks like an angry lesbian that works retail.
She looks like an angry lesbian EMT.
That too.
Yeah.
I work with a lot of those, actually.
Do you know?
I work with two of them directly.
Good for you, buddy.
Anyway, moving right along.
Ooh.
New Japan G1 Climax undercard is released. Now, before I get into G1 for a second, I just want to... There's been rumblings about AEW not letting their talent work, Ring of Honor, New Japan, and there's no working agreement. And now everybody's like, oh, Ring of Honor's taking a step back because they're not selling tickets. Stop. Ring of Honor's been in service for almost 20 years. You guys also say anything about Impact. Oh, Impact's going to close. Impact's still open. Ring of Honor's not going anywhere because they lost the Bucks and Cody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Ring of Honor is in the rebuilding stages right now, folks.
I don't care.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
Listen, what were you guys saying when they lost CM Punk, Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, and Christopher Daniels to all the other big two at that point? Even though they lost those four guys, they had Austin Aries, Roddy. They had fucking Claudio.
They had Kevin Steen.
They had Mike. Generico.
They had Mike Bennett. They had
tons of guys.
They had the Kings of Wrestling. You said Claudio, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they had tons of guys, dude. They had, you know,
they had Punk. They had Colt Cabana.
Well, Punk had left, and they still, in 2005. I mean, what I'm saying is, when Punk, AJ, Samoa Joe, and Daniels left, and nobody said anything about that, about people, you know, Ring of Honor going down. And look, Ring of Honor is still in business since 2002, man.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Let all the marks fucking cry and piss and moan about, oh, no.
Guys.
They're not selling anything. This is terrible.
They've been in business for almost 20 fucking years. Leave Ring of Honor.
Stop it.
Just stop.
Stop it.
They're a great fucking company.
Yeah. Stop it.
By the way, that show that...
As Gorilla Monsoon would say.
Will you stop?
By the way, that show that you got Rob was talking about that's coming up. What is that show again?
The one in Texas?
No, there was another one they were trying to get tickets for. They sent out a message to the group. I forget. I didn't read it. I should have read it, but I was
not sure.
Anyways.
Yeah. So this is July 6th from the American Airlines Arena in Dallas, Texas.
Oof.
This is where the Dallas Mavericks play. Let's see.
What's the card looking like?
Right now, night one, the A block, Okada versus Tanahashi.
Ooh.
Kenta versus Kota Ibushi.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, buddy.
Oof.
Yes, buddy.
Sonata versus Zack Sabre Jr. That would be good.
Evil versus Fale. Nice.
What? Say that again?
Evil versus Fale.
Wow. Yeah,
buddy. Will Ospreay versus Lance Archer.
That might be good.
Yeah, Lance Archer actually called him out. Liger, Juice Robinson, Toriano versus Bushi, Takagi, and Tetsuya Naito. Yoshihashi and Hiroki Goto versus Chase Owens and Jay.
Why?
Shota Umino and Tomohiro Ishii versus Jeff Cobb and Ren Narita.
Wow, ooh, that would be good.
Show and Yo to Tempura Boys or Topanga 3K.
Versus the GODs!
Ain't nobody really than Gorilla.
Yo, aren't they light heavyweights? The junior heavyweights? Wow, they're going for the heavyweight titles, maybe?
Night 2 in Ota, Tokyo, B Block.
Goto versus Jay White?
Goto versus Jay White. Ishii versus Jeff Cobb. Ooh. Naito versus Nano.
Ooh.
John Moxley versus Taichi.
So he is still wrestling then?
Yeah.
So why are they saying that?
I don't know. Who gives a fuck? Juice Robinson versus Takagi. Okada and Hashi versus Minoru Suzuki and Zack Sabre Jr.
Whoa.
Tanahashi, Umino, and Ren Narita versus Carl Fredericks, Clark Connors, and Kenta.
Oof.
Lance Archer and Canemero versus Chase Owens and Bad Luck Fale.
That's going to be good.
Ibushi, Ospreay, and Yui Mora versus fucking Bushi, Evil, and Sonata.
Oof.
Oh, God.
God, that's going to be amazing cards.
Night 3, A Block. Tanahashi versus Kenta.
Ooh. Look, I don't like Tanahashi, but Kent versus Kenta, that might be good.
Yeah. Oh, who's in the room? Chop.
Oh, Nick German. Yo.
Nick.
Oh,
Okada versus Zack Sabre Jr.?
Yep. Will Ospreay versus Sonata.
That's going to be good.
Archer versus Fale.
Two big men?
Yeah. Oh, Naito, man. Bushin, Takagi versus Suzuki, Taichi, and Kanemaru. Ishii, Hashi, and Toriano versus Chase Owens, Jay, Why, and the Tokyo Pimp, Takahashi. This is going to be a fucking monster match here. Jeff Cobb and Ren Narita versus Jon Moxley and Shota Umino.
Oof.
Juice Robinson, Hanare, and Tsuji versus Goto, Hamna, and Uemura. And then night four. Night four is Tetsuya Naito versus Taichi. Ishii versus Jay.
What?
Jeff Cobb versus Moxley. Ooh. Juice Robinson versus Goto.
That slab of beef versus Jon Moxley. Wow.
Yano versus Takagi. Okada and Hashi versus Chase Owens and Bad Luck Fale. Tanahashi, Kenter, Clark Connors, and Carl Fredericks versus Suzuki, Sabre Jr., Lance Archer, and Kanemura. So Suzuki Goon, basically. Toa Hanare, Hamna, and Narita versus Evil, Sonata, and Bushi. Liger, Ibushi, and Umino versus Ospreay, Uemura, and Tsuji. That's crazy. Oh, there's a bunch of them here. I'm not going to put all
that's a lot of fucking blocks, dude.
It's a lot of, yeah, it was the G1. But that's what your card's looking like so far.
Oh, my God.
Moxley can't work U.S. promotions. Outside of the U.S. is okay.
Interesting.
Anyway, he's working Texas, though. He's not working Texas. He's working the ones in Japan.
Yeah.
Right. G1 is going to be amazing. I hope so.
It's going to be super.
It's going to be super. And thanks for asking. Real quick, before we go to break, the Bucks lost their CMML titles.
Is it CMML or AAA?
So, I'm sorry, AAA.
AAA tag titles to the Lucha Bros.
Lucha Bros, yeah. And I watched the match. Yeah. You want to talk about a packed fucking arena in Mexico? They went nuts.
You know, I still didn't realize that they used the Octagon 8-sided ring. I keep forgetting they used that. Look, oh, my God.
Look who's in the room.
Who is that?
Yogi! Celebrities galore on Tom Ruckle Throwbacks. Elaine will be with us, hopefully, for the anniversary show.
Fuck that. He will be here.
He hope he's here.
I will drag his ass from Long Island.
His ass from Strong Island?
Yes.
So G1 is going to be great. I'm excited. And one more thing before we go to break. I heard SCU on Jericho's podcast.
How are they?
Let me tell you, I had a procedure done on Monday. I had some nodules on my thyroid. And then because of my condition, I was in a high percentile for cancer, low percentile for my gender. So I was so fucking stressed out. I went and got it done, and I was listening to him in the lobby while to Jericho and SC. Let me tell you something. Well-spoken. Those guys are great. And Jericho is just reaping the rewards of not having WWE talent on his show anymore. Daniels, Kazarian, Scorpio Sky.
Because now he can actually just go balls to the wall, whatever he wants to say now.
Yeah, those guys are great. You know, Daniels has been around. Him and Kazarian have been around for 20 years. Scorpio Sky's been around for almost 20 years, and just nobody knows him, you know?
He just got noticed now. Believe it or not, I think Scorpio Sky is only a year older than me.
He's
36, I think it is.
Yeah, enjoy the 6-hour round trip for that, Mook man.
You're a jerk off. But that's what I think of you.
You're a jerk off. That's what I think of you.
Yeah, so I think that I don't have anything else for the, you know, the current. Anything you want to talk about?
Nothing big. Sasha Banks promoting fucking AEW on her Twitter.
Do we care?
No.
No.
Oh, Sheamus I've actually been following Sheamus lately on his workout routine.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Okay.
And dude, he's shredded. The man used to be 260 pounds. You know how much he weighs now? 228 pounds.
What up, Big Tone?
He is shredded, dude.
Yeah?
Shredded.
Scorpio Sky will be a megastar. I like Scorpio Sky. I liked all those guys.
You know what, Nick? I'm gonna go backtrack to what you had said a year ago to me. You told me I didn't know who the fuck Flip Gordon was.
Yeah.
And he kept saying, Flip Gordon's the shit. He's the truth. Bro.
You know what? Nick was 100% right. I actually remember that.
He's the shit, dude. He's really good. I apologize for what I said last year. He's amazing, that guy.
West Coast Mooks. Yay, yay.
Yay, yay.
All right. Braun looks jacked these days.
Braun has always been jacked.
Anyway, you want to take a quick break,
partner? Yeah, I need to parch my
parch your palate?
Yes, a little bit.
All right. Guys, hang out with us, man. We got a pretty interesting throwback for you tonight.
And if you don't, go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Terminal Throwbacks. We're live on rantemradio.com, and we'll be right back.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at InconclusivePod or Facebook.com/InconclusiveBreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is Tama Tonga,
Tonga Law,
and Hikuleo,
the Bullet Club, and you are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Raya and the Pain in the Ass Choppy on the Rant EM Radio. And that's just too sweet!
Live on a rant, Rant EM Radio.
A part of the Shining Wizards Network as well.
That's right. Part of Dark Satellite Media.
That's right.
A little ZZ Top for you.
Oh, God, they suck.
You don't like ZZ Top?
They're all right.
Well, 1980, the throwback is from 83, but the throwback is cool because the clip that we found
has all the original music.
Yes, and ZZ Top was LaGrange, one of the Von Erichs. She was LaGrange. So I was like, I had to put some fucking ZZ Top on it today.
What about fucking Iceman coming out to We Are Family?
That's right. That's
dope.
That's right. Oh, God. No, it wasn't Sparky Plug. What's wrong with you?
Who?
Oh, Shaylin. I'll give her a pass. It's her birthday this weekend.
How old is she turning now?
14?
I thought it was 11.
Shaylin's going to look 14 until she's 50, so it doesn't matter.
I don't think she ages.
You know Puerto Ricans don't age.
They don't?
No. What's wrong with you?
That Puerto Rican crack kind of like ages people.
Shaylin's never going to age.
No?
Nope.
God bless
her. She's going to look the same until she's old and maybe not even gray.
People are going to probably think that she's like a kid, and they're going to be like, yo, baby, how old?
I got proof the other day, by the way, in the supermarket for liquor. I see some ID. I'm like, are you coming on to me? I told her. And she laughed. Yes, do you want my phone number? And Allie just looked at me like, listen, I got to get it while I could. I ain't fucking around here.
Listen, she was just trying to butter you up, buddy. 37?
Shaylin, you are not 30. She's Allie's age.
37?
Yeah.
Yo, you're definitely fucking 12, okay?
Yeah, she looks 12. Are you ready, kid?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
Ironically, that music is part of our throwback tonight.
It actually is.
So Silly Me did not have a topic for tonight's show because I was so wrapped up in my procedure and I was just...
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I was scared. I didn't want to get cancer. I was fucking worried as shit. But so Choppy texted me. He's like, what are we doing? I'm like, holy fuck, I totally forgot. Normally I have this stuff planned out in advance. I didn't get one this week. So I texted him back. I'm like, I found something from like 83. You down? He's like, yeah.
That's the wrong card.
No, it's the right card. Some of the stuff wasn't, what do you call it? Some of the stuff wasn't on the actual card. So some of the stuff was there, but not on the clip.
Really?
It was a condensed version, yeah. Because we only get, look, this match was on there, that match was on there.
No, it was not, because Almadrid was not in the match. It was Chris. Adams.
Yeah. Everything else is on there, though. Kamala was on it. Holly Race,
yep.
And
Harley Race versus
yeah, this is a misprint.
Yep.
But it wasn't Almadrid. But this is was a bunch of these called Star Wars.
Who the fuck was Fishman?
Fishman was what do you call it? It was a Mexican wrestler.
Really?
He was a luchador. Yeah, he worked in UWA. He worked in AAA.
Did I know that? Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. No. That's. All right, so World Class put out a bunch of series called Star Wars in 81, 82, 83, 84. You know, they were still sanctioned by the NWA. Mm-hmm. Just whatever their titles were, it was just Texas. So Texas Heavyweight, Texas Tag Team, National Texas. Back in the day when the territories were rich, they had each territory had their own, basically their own champion. So Fritz Von Erich had basically ran Texas. That part of Texas. It was San Antonio was Southwest. That was Joe Blanchard. And this part of Texas was the Von Erich family. And, you know, to his credit, Fritz had the very first nationally syndicated television cable wrestling show.
And by accident, by the way. That was by accident.
By accident, correct.
Didn't even know that.
Right. So we have most of the matches.
The important ones, at least.
Here's the matches you don't have. The entire card. A lot of old Japan guys fought that day.
Tenru
fought Johnny Mantell. There was a ladies' match for the Mexican National Women's Championship. I never heard any of these chicks. Vicky Carraza beat Lola Gonzalez. Jumbo Tsuruta was the All Japan United National Champion. He beat him and Ted DiBiase wrestled to a draw. I would have loved to see that. Giant Baba was the All Japan Champion at the time, and Baba beat King Kong Bundy. I would love to see that because Baba could still wrestle at that point. He was slowing down, but and everything else we have.
Yeah,
everything else is on there, which the main event, which was fucking phenomenal, by the way.
Short match, but really good though.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the first match,
which was Chris Adams.
Yep.
Teaming up with
Chavo Classic.
Uh huh. And a very surprise. I couldn't believe I saw this. Jose Lothario, who trained Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, and this was the tail end of Jose Lothario's career.
He must have been 50 already.
Had to be.
But he was moving good,
but
dude.
He was pushing 70 when Shawn Michaels brought him out.
Correct.
So he was 50 years old and still wrestling.
And they went up against Cowboy Bill Irwin, or Wildman, whatever.
Wild Bill Irwin.
And then it was Fishman and the Mongol.
Fishman, like I said, was a luchador.
Which I didn't know who the fuck he was. I was like, who the fuck is this movie?
He retired in 2000, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He was around for a minute. And then, of course, the Mongol was... who the hell was the Mongol? I forgot his name already. Shit.
He was a big man.
Oh, he was one of the original Mongols. He was Guido.
He was a big man.
Yeah, he was one of the originals. He was he was a Canadian guy. He died in 13. He wrestled from 63 to 82, so it was like 83, so it was like the last of him. He beat the Mongol. I think Nikolai Volkov was one of the Mongols too. I'm not sure.
I have to look that up.
But he was definitely one of the original Mongols.
Correct. So your opening contest was the 6-man match. I don't know if you noticed this, the two referees in the match. I've never seen two referees in
Yeah, Bronco Lovich and
Who's the other guy?
The guy who was in a documentary that
fuck. What's his name?
Hello, Mrs. Metals on the Radio.
Oh, damn it.
Fuck his name.
Fuck. He was in the
he was in the documentary.
He was not on the WWE documentary, he was on the other one.
No, he was on the Chris Adams. I mean
The Heroes of Wrestling.
The Viceland thing he was on.
Yes. Fuck.
Yeah, I forgot whatever. His name.
Damn it. Whatever. Anyways.
It doesn't matter. They were two referees.
That was very interesting. I couldn't believe they said two referees for this match.
Chavo Classic, huh?
Yeah, dude. He was only in his 30s. He was in his prime. He was only in his 30s at this point.
Yeah.
Fucking Jose was in his 50s for sure.
Which Guerrero was Lasertron? I was Hector, right?
Lasertron was Hector. It was Hector.
We teamed up with Boogie Woogie Man for the Crockett Cup. Lasertron. Yeah.
Yo, Hector and Eddie looked exactly alike, bro. Spitting image of each other. I couldn't believe how crazy they looked.
I'm a bit partial, but anything with a Guerrero in it I like.
Except for fucking Mondo. Mondo sucked.
Mondo was good.
Mondo sucked.
No, he wasn't.
He sucked.
No, you just didn't like Mondo. You didn't like Mondo because he stereotypically wore the big hat. That's why you don't like him. Mondo was good. Gino Hernandez, he was in the Gino Hernandez.
Chavo was good. Chavo Sr. was good. Hector was good. Eddie was good. Now, Mondo?
Nah, you're bugging, dude.
Fuck him.
You're absolutely bugging.
What a piece of shit.
So if you watch some of the episodes leading up to this, Buddy Roberts, Freebird Buddy Roberts, by the way. Freebird Buddy Roberts was in a heated feud with the Iceman King Parsons, okay? Michael Hayes and Buddy Roberts decided they were going to challenge, they didn't like the way he looked. They didn't like the way Iceman King Parsons did his hair. He had the Mr. T slash...
It was like a Mr. T slash, like, Road Warriors Hawk.
David Manning. Thank you.
David, there you go. You are the man. Yo, thank you.
Shaylin's not the man.
Oh, she is the woman.
Becky Lynch is the man.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sombrero Guerrero.
Yeah, there you go.
Ring that bell.
He sucked.
Chopstradamus.
He sucked.
I love it.
Sucked.
Yeah, so he wore his hair weird, and it was the 80s, and everything was racially fucking motivated because that's how angles got over. Yeah.
Especially with Mr. Hayes calling him a boy.
Boy.
You're going to be bald, boy.
So he challenged him to a hair versus hair match, but they had a special secret recipe to remove hair.
Freebird hair cream.
Freebird hair cream, which is basically Nair.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how new Nair was in 83.
That shit must have burned like a motherfucker.
Fuck yeah. But this was fun. And this is how you blew feuds off. It was either cage wasn't matches, loser leaves town, or hair versus hair.
It wasn't the most technically sound match, but it was a fun match. The I think the only problem I had with the match was the multiple body slams they kept doing.
When a guy is limited at that time in the 80s, when the guys were limited, a lot of the moves were repeated. So you'll see a multiple body slam. You'll see like the half hour headlock. That kind of thing.
Well, I can see why, because if I'm not mistaken, Buddy Roberts was already in his 40s.
Yeah, Buddy Jack Roberts.
He was definitely like 41 or 42 at this point.
The Freebirds did nothing wrong in the 80s.
In terms of getting heat? No.
No, they were heat magnets.
Hands down. Yes. You took the words right out of my mouth. Holy
heat God. Magnets. They revolutionized the six-man tag genre. They got heat everywhere they went. Whether
Georgia, Texas.
Texas, Mid-South.
The WWF, I think they went.
For a minute.
For a minute.
But they stayed. But it was basically Mid-South and Texas.
They got so much heat.
And then, when Michael reinvented the Freebirds with Jimmy Garvin, which we'll be doing next month, which is pretty cool. But the Freebirds did no wrong, and this is no exception. King Parsons, it could have been anybody. It could have been, whether it was racially motivated or whatever the case may be.
If it was Georgia versus Texas with the Von Erichs, it was just they.
Yeah, and King Parsons wasn't even from Texas; he was a Missouri guy.
Yes, he was St. Louis, Missouri.
Missouri. The Freebirds came out with their music.
They did.
Yeah, flag. They came out with the fucking Georgia flag.
They did.
And then King Parsons and Kissing came out with the fucking Pointer Sisters.
Oh,
that was so dope.
I love the original music. I can't believe they haven't taken this shit down yet.
Yeah, thank you, YouTube.
I love you, YouTube.
I love you, YouTube. But this was a good match. King Parsons did beat Buddy Jack Roberts in a hand versus hand match.
But the thing is, what made this even better, the feud even better, was the outcome after the match, because later on in the months progress, he wore the headgear to make it seem like he never lost his hair, which is what Kurt Angle did in 2002 with Edge.
And Michael Hayes actually got more involved in the feud.
Yes, he did.
He went after Iceman Parsons.
What a feud.
Yeah, yeah. So if you listen to the first 5 minutes or before the show started, I played a clip of Sunshine and gorgeous Jimmy Garvin working on the ranch of the Von Erichs. So David Von Erich was in a heat of feud with Jimmy Garvin for the world-class Texas Heavyweight Championship. David being the best wrestler of the whole Von Erich group. My opinion, anyway. Rest in peace.
Yep.
David had the most charisma. Like Choppy's in his post-production. He said that a pre-production. He said he thought David Von Erich had the most charisma out of all the Von Erichs, and I agreed. But this was particularly interesting because if you lost the match, one of their matches, you had to work on the farm for a day. Loser has to work on the farm, right?
Yep.
So I played the clip of Jimmy Garvin working on the farm with Sunshine. They had to clean the fucking the stalls. They had to bale hay. They had to clean the dog. They had to dig ditches. I'm only here because of my lawyer. He says to him, "Yeah, Sunshine and Jimmy Garvin had a fantastic chemistry. I guess when you're banging your valet, I guess it's
Nah, he wasn't banging her.
Oh, Precious was his wife, right?
Yeah, Sunshine was his cousin.
Was his cousin? That's right.
You know what's amazing to me? Their chemistry on screen was insanely good.
That's the Chamberlain said, yeah.
In fucking sane, their chemistry. I thought the chemistry between him and Sunshine was better than him and his wife, which is weird.
I like Precious, though.
She was all right.
With Kevin Sullivan in a towel.
She was all right.
Oh, my God, no.
She looked like a fucking foot. Get out of here. Sunshine was a much better looking woman.
Oh, no, she was better looking, but I think in terms of, you know, valet, I think, you know. Precious got in his Sunshine, yeah, as Sunshine's valet.
Yeah, that's what started the feud for Sunshine and Precious, but that's later. That's another.
I forgot. I thought that. Yeah, thank you for correcting me. So Sunshine was the cousin, and Precious was his woman.
Yeah,
I think they're still together.
I guess. I don't know. I
would love to interview Jimmy Garvin, man. He's one of my favorite wrestlers.
He's bald now.
Yeah, I know.
Bald like us.
I don't care. Jimmy Garvin was a good fucking talent, dude. He was solid. He was a very, very good performer. Cuts a great promo. Probably my favorite Freebird after Terry Gordy.
Well, he was the fourth Freebird.
He was always the fourth Freebird.
Yeah.
But when they brought him in officially, after Buddy Jack left and then Gordy went to Japan.
Okay.
they stepped in, and we're going to talk about the Freebirds next month at the anniversary show for the War Games.
The War Games!
War Games, if you will. Your next match was Kimala, not Kamala. They called him Kimala. He fought a 3-on-1 handicap Loser Leaves Town match against Armand Hussein, Mike Bond, and Tola Yatsu. I have no idea who these other guys are. I didn't even do the research.
Fucking whack.
But Kimala was one of the Skandar Akbar soldiers.
The Ugandan giant.
The Ugandan giant.
Fucking retards.
Precious and Garvin are still married.
Well, thanks, Big Tom.
Oh. Shaylin. Yeah. See?
She was at the Hall of Fame?
Apparently.
Holy fuckballs. I didn't know that.
Holy fuckballs, he says.
Wow.
You know, Kamala, well, when you have a lot of money, Don Marie, look at here, motherfucker. When he's not complaining about money on social media and not having his feet.
That's his fucking fault for not.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, Kamala was properly booked but not properly paid.
Because he was an idiot.
Sadly.
You should have been like, hey, guys, I pretty much help bring in the crowds as well, so can you give me some more money?
Yeah, it was Devastation Incorporated.
Skandar Akbar, Kamala.
Well, he had a bunch of guys. Wild Bill, Kabuki.
Well, how's it go?
Kabuki. Are you an assassin? Are you a soldier? I think you're an errand boy, my man. Garrett declares war on the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
What did Gary Hart say to him?
Dusty Rhodes, you are nothing but Texas trash.
You're
honky Texas trash. Your mama, your daddy was a drunk. He died in the ditch of 42.
Wow.
Dirty Dick Murdoch, you ain't no better. Two birds of a feather.
Gary Hart's money, dude.
Ooh. But Kamala's rise in world class got him the WWF gig. Because Vince liked the monsters. He likes the big guys.
He sounded like a retard in WWF. What?
She's retarded.
She's retarded. She's shy, you know?
I'll tell you what to do. Take her to the zoo. I hear retards like the zoo.
Hey, this bum got to say that.
All right, back it up.
I'm calling you a bum.
Yeah. But that, if you think about it, that's what, I mean, him, Bundy.
That's right, Bundy was part of Devastation Incorporated. I forgot about that.
Well, no, Bundy was Texas champion at one point. I mean,
And he lost to fucking
Fritz in his retirement match. Yeah, the Parade of Champions, yeah. But
was that the last time we saw King Kong Bundy in World Class? Because he went
with hair?
And then we went to WWF afterwards, right?
Bundy came in 85.
And Bundy was not that big. He was not as big as when he went to WWF.
He was big, though. No, he was big,
big but not as big.
Maybe 50 pounds, maybe. He was always a big guy, though.
Yeah, he was.
Bundy was a beast.
He was a great guy from Jersey. Class.
Yeah. Yeah, Bundy was a Jersey guy. Arms like legs and legs like people.
The walking condominium.
That's right.
I can't believe he's dead, dude. That sucks.
Will you stop?
That's right. From Atlantic City, New Jersey, King Kong Bundy. I loved King Kong Bundy.
Did you? I don't know if you remember this. Did you own a PS2 at one point?
Oh yeah.
Did you ever play the Legends of Wrestling game they came out with?
Yes.
I was so excited to get that game, even though the controls were terrible.
Yeah, the game wasn't that good. The
controls were terrible.
Yeah.
But I got to play as King Kong Bundy.
Yeah.
And Andre.
Yeah, I know.
And Hogan.
And Macho Man.
Macho Man came out until the third one.
Yeah, that was on Xbox.
Yes.
The original Xbox,
My God, that game was so... Ugh.
Yeah.
I got to play Superstar Billy Graham and the Von Erichs on there.
Yes, Shaylin. Five. The five count. But, yeah, Kamala wins a squash match, basically. No one...
Fuck him.
No one's chasing Kamala out of town at this point.
Fuck him.
But he was always a threat. He was Skandar Akbar's biggest guy at that point.
Oh, my God. I don't get it. I didn't get the appeal of Kamala.
Well, you were also fucking, you know...
I was not... When I first saw him, I saw Kamala for the first time at, like, 9 years old.
Yeah, when he fought The Undertaker, right?
I was like, I looked, even at 9 years old, I was like, really, he's a threat to the Undertaker? What a mook.
I didn't call him a mook at 9 years old.
No, you didn't definitely call him a mook at 9 years old.
I called him a jerk off.
But now you're like,
this guy's a fucking mook.
He is a mook. He was a cartoon.
Hey, big boy. Big boy.
I look at him, I was like, look here, cartoon. You suck.
I tell you though, I understand. I'm not a big Kamala guy. But I knew who he was. That was one of the first guys I remember, like, whoa. Because you remember, Kamala was present a lot in the aftermags. You know, so it was like, all right, well, now I know this guy's, oh, shit. All these guys coming from Texas and Mid-South. I'm like, ooh, DiBiase and Matt Bourne and Duggan and Butch Reed. And you're like, oh, my God, I knew these guys. I know these guys. And, like, if it wasn't for the aftermags and then tape trading in high school, it would have been a rap. I wouldn't have known any of these guys. But because of that, I knew. Like, that's how I knew Bam Bam when he came in. And the Powers of Pain when they came in. So.
I just thought of something. Fantasy Warfare.
Ah.
The Rat Pack versus the Von Erichs.
Ooh. Let's do it.
Teddy Biasi's on the card.
Let's do it. Yeah. Donnie said he just sent a picture of my LJN Kamala figure on Twitter.
Nice.
You did? Thanks, Donnie.
I gotta see this.
Oh, I'm gonna. When Elaine got me the LJN Andre, Michael's gonna help me. Hammer's gonna help me repaint them.
Really?
We're gonna restore them, yeah. And I'm probably gonna restore that Piper one you gave me, too. I wanna get some more LJNs and put them back on the shelf. So.
I'm trying to get the. I saw this one post on the Facebook, and
I want the British Bulldogs and Bundy back. I love
those. Oh, the LJN ones?
Yeah, I like those. Well, they came with the belts, too, the Bulldogs.
They did?
Mm-hmm. They were red. Tag team belts are red. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good.
Let's talk about the NWA Heavyweight Championship match, Charlie.
Yes, yes, let's.
How about Handsome Holly Race? This is right before he lost to, who did he lose to in 83? Flair, right? Flair for the gold, 83 Starrcade?
Yeah, he still had the belt, so he's going to lose to Flair in November at Starrcade.
So this was
right before
June.
That. Yeah. Yeah, right before that.
So this is Holly Race coming to Texas to defend the NWA Heavyweight Correct. Championship against Kevin Von Erich. Another decent Von Erich. I like Kevin was a good wrestler.
I want to. You know what it is? He had the better physique out of the Von Erichs. He had the better physique out of the Von, for sure.
Well, not Kerry had the best physique.
No, I'm sorry, Kerry. Kerry. It was Kerry who had the. Kevin had a decent physique. Kevin
could work.
He could work, but he didn't have the charisma of David.
No, or Mike.
Or Mike.
Mr. Garifo's in the room. Speaking of action figures, what's up, Kev?
Yeah, the figures I want to collect are the ones that Kevin's collecting right now. The ones from Hasbro.
Oh yeah,
those are dope. Those are dope.
Yeah, I want some LJNs. I want some more LJNs.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen.
I gave you my Roddy Piper one.
Yeah, I'm going to fix that up. I'm going to fix Andre up. I want to get the Bulldogs
Andre
back.
Andre looks like Ron Jeremy. He does.
I challenge you.
I challenge you to the World Tag Team Championship.
But, yeah, so Handsome Holly Race defending the NWA Championship against Kevin Von Erich.
Do you think Kevin was a suitable, like, opponent?
Well, because David was already fighting.
It was weird.
They didn't give Kerry the rub yet. Kerry didn't get the rub until the year after.
The rub down or just the rub?
The rub.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. He didn't get the rub till David died. So this was 83. You're talking about...
2 years later?
The pecking order in terms of the Von Erich rub. They want to call it that because Daddy always had to put him on.
Well, Kevin started off first before anybody else, if I'm not mistaken. Kevin was the first one, and then it was David, and then it was fucking Kerry.
Donnie, don't threaten me with a good time, buddy.
I got my collection still from when I was... What?
I can hook you, he says.
Stop.
Ooh.
Stop.
I just want a few.
Donnie, just tag me in something on Twitter or Facebook or something, because I got to see this fucking collection.
I definitely want some LJNs, though. I'm going to be putting up a new shelf at Casa de Reya. I think we need to make another run to Englishtown. Right? I want to go there, too. We need to make a run.
I'm glad you said that, buddy.
Yeah?
I'm thinking about it, too.
We should make a run, like, soon. We should make a run soon.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
Against the LJNs?
Yeah.
You like this toy?
You better like this toy. That's no lie. You like this hat. You like this hat. What is it? Where is it?
There it is.
You like this hat.
You like this hat!
Yeah.
That's right.
So, anyway.
Here we go. Kevin Von Erich had the athleticism. David Von Erich was the ring technician. Kerry Von Erich had the charisma, the body, athleticism. Mike and Chris Sally just wasn't meant to be. Chris
could have been something.
He could have been something.
He was like, too sickly.
He was like the mini me version of Kerry.
He would, yeah. He just didn't have the tools. I mean, he didn't have the body.
If it wasn't for the medicine that he took when he was younger,
yeah, he was a fucking heavy asthmatic. He wasn't very athletic.
He was okay.
He had the passion though. He was a Von Erich.
His bones were very brittle.
Yeah. Poor kid was not. He didn't have tools.
What about Kevin's kids coming into wrestling now too?
Oh, I like those two kids.
They're pretty good. They're not bad.
Yeah, no, I like the Von Erichs. Tragically, all that shit happened. I'll support anything they do.
I'm not a fan of the Von Erichs. I didn't see the appeal.
Oh no,
I did not see the appeal. I still.
But you watch shit like this, and you watch. I mean, dude, they were so. Come on, bro.
They were over in Texas
when LaGrange hit them. When that music hit, when David came out for his match against Jimmy Garvin, dude, like the place was on fucking fire.
They were,
man.
In Japan and Texas. They were like the shit.
Didn't have to travel though. I mean, they went to Oklahoma territory.
They were like, you put them in the East Coast, they ain't shit.
But a lot of guys are like that in the territories though.
So don't say that they're shit. They're the good.
They were good for their time.
They're over in Texas and Japan, but they're not fucking over in the East Coast.
They were good in their territory.
Do you think you think Kerry was great in WWF? No.
No.
Not as a Texas Tornado. No, he was not. He sucked.
But everybody was good in their territory though. They were good in their territories.
Yeah.
They were good in their dude. You take Greg Gagne and Jim Brunzel out of fucking Minnesota. Are they good anywhere else?
I think they would have had a nice run.
Fuck out of here.
You're out of your mind.
You're out of your mind. The High Flyers?
In 70s WWF? Yes.
Not in 70s WWF. The tag teams weren't really that prominent in the 70s. You had a couple of tag teams. I'm talking about the 80s boom with the...
Oh, no. The 80s, no.
With the fucking bees and the dogs and the Hall Foundation.
Well, Brunzel and B. Brian Brown.
I'm talking about if Brunzel was not a killer bee. Him and Gagne,
the
High Flyers?
No, not in the, not in the 80s,
you.
No.
Thank
in the 70s, I think so.
Right. The only team that had appeal back then, that early, was the Road Warriors.
Oh, yeah. Of course. They were big in Georgia, dude.
Huge in Georgia.
To me, the Road Warriors, if you put them in any fucking territory, they would have drew any money anywhere.
But Devon Erichs was super, uber, over in a territory.
They were. I'm not saying they weren't, but if you put them anywhere else, they would not have made it.
But you're not putting anybody. This is the territory days. Nobody had to go anywhere else. This was not. Like, guys, certain guys went to, like, Piper wasn't big anywhere else but Georgia at that point. When Piper was in Georgia. Dusty was in Florida.
But Piper was.
But Dusty didn't get any love until he left Florida.
He was amazing in Florida.
Of course he was amazing in Florida.
He was amazing in the AWA.
But if it wasn't for Florida, he wouldn't have been over at all.
True.
He was always over in Florida for the Grams, and then he got big in AWA and fucking Mid-South, and he finally went to Crockett, and then that was a wrap. But, I mean, everybody loved it. Even the magazines were like, they were all over the Von Erichs. All over the Von Erichs. They were bigger than the state of Texas.
They were bigger than the Dallas Cowboys at one point.
Dude, they were bigger than the state. Anything. Music, sports. They were in commercials. They were so over. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
No other territory had a bigger draw than the Von Erichs at one point.
That I agree with.
It's a fact.
I'm not saying that they were not a drawing power, but I'm just saying if you put them anywhere else, they're not going to draw.
But that's a lot of wrestlers were like that, though. You take fucking... Dude, I'm telling you. You took Dick Murdoch out of... I'm sorry. You took Bill Watts out of Mid-South. He was no... At one point, DiBiase, you put him in...
DiBiase wasn't shit at one point. He put a gimmick on him, and then he became something.
That's what I'm saying, though. A lot of guys couldn't get it, but...
Okay, let me put it to you like this. If David Von Erich hadn't died, do you think he would have been a big deal in the
100%.
In the WWF?
100%.
With that physique?
He was the best...
With that physique?
Yeah, 100%.
No way.
100%.
No way.
He would have gone to WWF. He would have went to Crockett.
With Crockett, he would have been amazing.
He would have been over in Crockett.
With Crockett, he would have been amazing. He would have been...
I'm not talking about WWF.
He would have left his brothers and went to Crockett and made him a name for himself.
He would have been fucking... He would have been like Magna TA big or Sting big.
Okay. That I can see happening.
Yeah, he would have been babyface.
Not in WWF, though.
Him and Flair would have went back to back. Him and Flair would have been like Race and Flair.
Ooh.
Or Flair and Dusty.
That would have been good, actually.
And he would have fucking ripped it in Japan. He would have been AW. He would have been Triple Crown. He could have been Stan Hansen over there.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Oh, my God. Him and Flair and Crockett. Oh, my God. That would be good.
I'm telling you. We could do that too, Fantasy Warfare. We could book David.
He leaves the Von Erichs?
Yeah, let's not kill David Von Erich for Fantasy Warfare. Okay. Let's make him a fucking superstar in 85.
Did even Tenryu ever fight?
I'm going to say yeah. I don't know how many tours in Japan he did. I have to look that up.
You know what I want to check out? If he ever fought a Fujinami.
I don't think Fujinami was... well, we'll have to look it up.
I got to look it up. I got to see.
Ooh. I think Fujinami was New Japan.
Yeah. But he didn't go to New Japan?
I don't think David
he only did All Japan?
All Japan had the working agreement with the AWA.
Gotcha, sorry.
I don't know. I wasn't big on Japan until the 90s. So that's when I got my tapes. I didn't know. I'm just catching up with it now. But, okay. But
sorry, people.
Anyway, no, this is what it is.
This is our debate. Sorry
the match
that.
Was good. Race wins by DQ.
Yes, he does.
Harley Race seldom lost, actually.
Well, Harley Race was 8-time NWA champion.
Yeah, so
he was the drawing power.
Outside of his territory, he really never lost.
No.
He would lose.
He would never lose in Missouri, I'll tell you right now. In Missouri.
He did, though.
He did?
Yeah, he lost.
I thought that was his state.
I thought Dusty beat him in Missouri. Or Flair. One of them beat him in Missouri for the title.
No. Flair beat Dusty in Missouri, in St. Louis. And then, but I don't think Race ever lost in Missouri.
We have to look that up.
I got to check it out. That's his home state.
Yeah, but I think he did lose. But either way,
he was the man.
NWA champion seldom lost outside of his territory.
Correct.
It could have happened. I don't know the history, but when I watched those matches, he never lost out of territory.
8-time NWA champion, dude. Think about that, people.
Luthez was almost 8 times, right? Or 6, maybe?
I think he held it the longest, I believe.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy. So we watch a promo with Bruiser Brody.
That was a good promo. I enjoyed that promo.
It's weird seeing Brody as a babyface. He's well spoken.
Very eloquent
speaker. Yeah, very, very well spoken. He's from Texas, so he was also over. Coming home to Texas, he like makes the whole big deal.
He said, there may have been doubts in the minds of the Freebirds, but there was never a doubt in any fan of Texas. The Von Erichs, there was no doubt in my mind, no doubt in the Von Erichs that I'd be here for the American Heavyweight Tag Team Championships. I was like, ooh, look at that.
Should we play the promo? I
think we should. That promo was dope.
Yeah.
You never saw Brody talking like that.
Not at all.
Let's see if we can find it.
I'm going to find it. Yeah, you just keep talking it up there, and I'll...
People, you know what's crazy? The announcer was almost as tall as Brody in the band.
Yeah.
Brody's a tall man, dude. Brody was a big, big man. You got to go back. All the way back. Keep going. It was like... Where is it?
I'm looking.
Fuck you, video.
I'm looking. Was it before the Buddy
Roberts? I think it's there. I knew it. I got it.
God, I'm good.
All right.
Coming up, you've come all the way from Japan for this. It must mean a lot.
You know, Mark, I've been away from Dallas here in the state of Texas for a long time. At least in body, I've been away. But you know, when you're in any business, I guess you make a few good friends. And when I heard... Kerry Von Erich, he called me on the phone in Japan. When I heard that he actually was inviting me to come over and help settle something that he got involved in with the Freebirds. And then I hear that the Freebirds say, Bruiser Brody, everybody knows him. He's not a man of his word. Everybody everywhere knows that.
Almost a shoot.
Yeah, they came out and said you wouldn't show up.
He's not coming.
It's almost a shoot, people.
You know, You know you have to go somewhere sometime. And I knew that when Kerry Von Erich called me and said he needed help, the only thing that went through my mind was 3 years ago when I was hurt myself. The guy was right there in the ring with me. There was never, I mean never, a doubt in my mind that I would be in Dallas, Texas in the Reunion Arena fighting against the Freebirds for the American Heavyweight Championship belt. There was never a doubt in my mind. And there was never a doubt in Kerry Von Erich's mind. And there was never a doubt in any wrestling fan's mind across the whole country. Only in the Freebirds' mind was there a doubt, a hope.
All right, that's Bruiser Brody. He was ready to be here. He is here. And we'll have more wrestling.
Buddy Roberts and I.
So that sets up the match.
It does.
fuck you. That sets up the match with for the American Tag Team. The what was the proper name for it? The NWA American Tag Team Championship.
Yep.
Bruiser Brody and Kerry Von Erich teaming up against the Fabulous Freebirds, Terry Bam Bam Gordy, and Michael P.S. Hayes. Michael Hayes cuts a promo about what's his face, Iceman King Parsons.
But Hayes knows.
Can I show you something? Eric,
and all of you said that Brody wouldn't show, but he did.
I still can't believe he showed, man. You know, I still can't believe the conspiracy and the things that keep going on around here. Every time I got to come to Texas to wrestle, it really makes me mad. You know, I'm a world champion besides the American Tag Team Championship. You see, this is what makes me and Terry and Buddy proud, that we don't have to ask anybody for nothing. We never have since we were kids. And every time I go home to Georgia, you know, it makes me good because I bring my Dixieland Delight baby some money home because I'm a champion. Because it ain't no problem beating up on Kerry Von Erich. Because he was too stupid to take the world belt when I gave it to him. Because he was too stupid to keep persisting in wanting the Freebirds. And then he went and got Bruiser Brody, man. It's one thing to have to put up my tag title, but to fight Brody. He's an animal. He's wild. Oh, you love it, don't you? Look at you. You love it. You've been waiting for a long time to see somebody you thought could get a hold of the Freebirds, ain't you? Let me tell you something, man. Brody might be big, but I got a brother that stands 290 pounds of walking, talking, roping, stomping, great.
Yeah!
Baby. He don't back up from nobody, man. And he'll protect me. Mark my words, I don't care what it takes. When it's all over, we're still going to be the American Tag Champ, Brody. And I hate you.
That was dope. Get
it, right?
Hey, Georgia!
Michael Hayes and Terry Gordy.
How dope is that?
Hell yeah.
Like the cavalry charging to the fray, bring their Georgia. We've seen Brody.
Look how big Brody is in comparison.
Coming out to Star Wars.
Coming in to protect.
Oh, yeah?
Save Mike Bond from the British Kamala.
Look at the height comparison between Kerry and Brody.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, my God.
Let's get to the end of this match. Let's see. Let's get to the end of this match. Did the match end at this point?
I think so.
Yeah, hold on. Okay, let's get to the end of it right here. Here we go.
And knee, he said, and that's what Gordy supplied. And that's where Gordy comes back in, and Kerry Von Erich shaken now. Blasted by the two Freebirds. The Freebirds are the champions. Kerry moving like a boxer, stepping underneath, pounding away on Terry Gordy. But again, the exchange, and Hayes and Gordy have it going pretty well right now.
Sorry, we're just reading Donnie's Twitter. He's showing us his pictures on Twitter.
Yo, that figure set is insane.
All right, let's get back to this match real quick.
Sorry.
Michael Hayes working on Kerry Von Erich. They'd rather not have Kerry tag up with Bruiser Brody. But Kerry turns it around a bit. See if he can make it to
That's
the ring.
That's what I want.
He does. And Michael Hayes wants none of this. Here comes Brody. Nothing cute.
Nothing cute.
Stylish, just rough and hammered.
That dropkick.
Woof. Out of a drop. Watch this one-handed body slam. You know he does it that way all the time. He is so strong.
Oh, look at this. He slams Brody.
Yeah, 270 pounds. So Bruiser Brody is cleaning up the ring with Hayes and Gordy. Bruiser Brody just...
throwing haymakers and pancakers.
Dominating the action right now. Has cleared everybody up. He's moved everybody away as Bronco
this is a fun match.
Puts the count on Hayes and Gordy. And by this very short period, you can see why Michael Hayes did not cater to the idea of Bruiser Brody showing up as a tag team partner.
Us. Yeah, John Nord, that's how you do it.
with his vocal sounds. Brody played it out of there. And when Brody is up, Brody
now he makes the tag to Kerry. Good old clubfoot Kerry.
Double whip.
Nice drop kick by Kerry Von Erich.
Oh, yeah. This is before the motorcycle accident.
Before the clubfoot.
Now it's a free-for-all. Everybody in it.
Everybody in it.
But Gordy,
Bill Mercer's terrible.
Huh?
Mercer's terrible as an answer.
Kerry Von Erich making a good move on Michael Hayes there. As Bruiser Brody keeps Gordy occupied. Oh! And he turns it around with a fly body slam with Kerry's body.
Got him. He throws Kerry into Michael Hayes
for the win.
Championship has changed hands.
That's crazy. So now we're ooing and ahhing over Donnie's fucking...
Yeah, no, Donnie, I just saw the Bruno one. God damn it. That thing is nice.
You piece of slime.
You piece of slime. You're proud of yourself.
Randy Savage, you piece of slime.
That guy never cursed. I've never seen that guy curse ever.
Who, Bruno? God forbid he cursed. No, hell no.
He'd be like, what?
But, yeah, we'll post this on the social media gimmick to show you guys. It was a fun match.
It was a pretty good match.
And Brody really never won for titles, so.
He
won the American Tag Team Championship, though.
I gotta admit, though, the titles that they had for Texas were fucking ugly.
Well, Chobby, let's be honest. A lot of the territories have shitty belts, man.
Except for Mid-South.
Oh, yeah, well, Mid-South
and the Crockett's.
And the Crockett's, yeah.
My God, that belt was... those belts were fugly.
They were abysmal.
Fugly.
Yes.
I think the American Brass Knucks title was pretty good.
Yeah.
Because Terry Bam Bam used to have that.
Keep your... Shut up.
What?
No, I'm talking to the TV.
What?
So, talking to the TV.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
That was a good card, though.
It wasn't terrible.
I wish it would have sort of Japanese shit, though. The Tenryu and DiBiase and your piece of slime.
Your piece of slime. Could you imagine him and Andre having an interview?
He teamed up with Andre a few times.
I'm talking about him and Andre having an
interview. A promo? That's...
Andre!
Yes. You piece of slime. I don't know. You piece. Andre, tell me about yourself. I don't know.
I'm French Alps, and I heard it sheep.
Oh, man.
Wow. Andre the Giant. By the way.
Yes.
The HBO special on Andre.
On the network.
Is on the network, yeah. And it's also on DVD now.
Played it for Allie. She loved it.
It was good, wasn't it?
Brilliant.
It's a brilliant documentary.
Brilliant.
On the eighth wonder of the world.
Brilliant. I enjoyed it a lot.
Billy really. Crystal was in the fucking documentary.
Rob Reiner. Meathead.
Wow. Isn't that fantastic?
Meathead, who directed the Princess Bride.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And another.
I did tell you that my father-in-law worked on that, right?
He sure did.
Every morning, he would see a bottle of red wine outside of Andre's trailer.
He's even got Mean Gene. Choppy was Mean Gene's favorite person.
Yeah, I know.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
Even with like a nice little gin martini, he was very happy.
Fuck it.
Damn.
Rest in peace.
Put that cigarette out.
Have you guys watched The Wrestlers on Vice? Of course!
Of course we have.
Who hasn't? I can't wait for the new season.
Me too. It's great. Can't wait. Very excited. We got a few minutes. Any questions for the Chopster or myself?
Any questions for the Peanut Gallery?
For the Peanut Gallery. You piece of slimes.
Piece of slimes.
Wow. I gotta get Bruno saying that for a clip.
Wow!
Wow!
Wow! Piece of slime.
Piece of slime. Yeah. I was listening to Wyclef yesterday. Broke out. Remember Wyclef's Carnival album?
Yes, I do.
With Guantanamo. But he did a song with The Rock.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter.
I totally forgot about that.
That song is terrible.
I totally forgot about that song.
That song is
fucking
terrible.
Guantanamo is dope, though. With Celia Cruz, that's a great song.
You know what?
What?
You're a great song.
And the Stayin' Alive song was good. You didn't like it? I liked the...
I hate it. You know what I hated about the 90s is that almost every famous hip-hop artist was sampling every fucking 80s or 70s tune, and I fucking hated that.
That's true.
It pissed me off.
Where'd you get that beat from?
I got it from a Negro.
It's true.
I got it from Mr. Arab Jafar.
Wow.
Will you stop?
No, guys. Not the old stuff, that like the screw job. Hmm? I don't know. Oh, you mean like the wrestlers that made a difference in the yeah, there's a new series out there where MVP was interviewed.
Oh, yeah. No, Nick, I'm sorry. I didn't see that.
That I have not seen that yet.
Yeah, didn't see that. So, sorry, Nick.
Any questions from the... Any other questions? Would you do a fantasy warfare between Hogan and Bruno? Bruno's already past his prime.
Piece of slime.
To him, Hogan was a piece of slime.
Yes, we were, Nick. We didn't see the new series. We 272 comments tonight? Holy balls.
That's what my wife said when I went upstairs. She was like, Dad, did you see the comments? How many comments you have? I was like, no. She was like, 200 something. I was like, what?
It's totally worth going out of your way to watch it. I think I will, Nick.
I think you're right. The Fabulous Moolah one was a letdown to me.
I didn't see the Moolah one yet.
That was a letdown.
You didn't? It was bad?
It's okay.
Oh, fuck.
It's stuff that you already knew about. Bruno versus Flair. That one might be interesting.
But Bruno was, like, out of the picture by the time Flair was winning belts, really.
No, but he was still wrestling in the 70s.
Flair wasn't wrestling in the 70s.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, Flair was 300 pounds in the 70s.
So what? So was Bruno.
I don't know. I mean, we could try, Shane, when I can...
We'll think about something else. We'll try.
I'm going to keep David Von Erich alive, though. That's one of the fantasy warfare's going to be doing. Donnie, thank you for the pictures,
or
man.
Or the Rat Pack versus the fucking Von Erichs.
Rat Pack versus anybody. Put the Rat Pack versus the Horsemen. How about that? How about that shit?
How about the Rat Pack?
Rat Pack versus the First Family.
Okay.
Rat Pack versus the fucking Legion of Doom. The original Legion of Doom. Excuse me.
You're not excused.
I mean, you could do a lot of that shit.
Next questions.
Let's see.
How about Fantasy Warfare where Hogan holds the NWA title instead of the Flair?
Hogan beating Holly Race, you're talking about? Or beating yeah. Ooh. I'm not mad at that.
Well, look what Donnie said. How about David San Martino versus David Flair?
In a second generation jobber match. You should do a rebook invasion, having it lead to Mania 17.
How about a loser gets aborted match?
Wow. Will you stop?
Will you stop?
You suck, David San Martino. You were terrible. And your dad even disowned you when he found out that you were taking steroids.
He stinks, and I don't like him.
He does stink. Woo! Who do you think was more successful, David Flair or David San Martino?
David Flair by proxy. David San Martino fought, what, three matches? He had one feud with Beefcake.
Yeah.
Him and Beefcake had a feud.
David Flair was United States champion, tag team champion, hardcore champion.
Stop it. Fucking terrible. Thanks, Vince Russo. Fucking.
He was with Crowbar, Devin Storm. Come on.
Leave Crowbar alone.
Crowbar from Woodbridge, New Jersey.
That's right.
What about Daphne? Daphne was great.
Yeah.
Daphne was former Cruiserweight champion. Oh, stop it, Chilling. You know you like to get yourself a piece of David Flair.
No.
Yes, you did.
Oh, terrible.
Add Scott Putski to Flair and San Martino match, a triple threat.
Oh, Scott Putski, that poor sap.
That poor sap.
He had a body and a fucking... He's like Lex Luger. $1 million body and a $5 brain.
And he was a cruiserweight, supposedly.
Fucking way.
He was a light heavyweight. He was in the light heavyweight division.
What a dildo. The guy wrecked his knee and that was it.
He looked like a porn star.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't mind sending a few to go home, just saying.
Donnie, don't threaten me, man, because...
Oh, dude.
I want...
Can I see... Hold on, I gotta see what's on here.
Donnie, don't. Donnie, because I want... This is my wish list, is the Bulldogs, is Bundy. I want Stud. Who else did I like at a set? There's a few of them I like.
Did you see Cowboy Bob Orton's on here?
Bob Orton's on here. Yeah, no, I definitely wanted Bundy. I wanted the Bulldogs with the belts. The Hart Foundation I wanted when I was a kid. I had Snuka. I had Orndorff. I had Hogan.
He has Bam Bam.
Does he really?
Yes, he does.
Oh, man. I want Don Morocco, too.
He has Demolition on here, too.
Nah, I have Demolition. No, I want Don Morocco, too, the beach bum.
Hey, Don, if you could get me a Macho Man, that'd be great. I like that Macho Man figure you got.
Oh, my God. Oh, dude. Don't leave out Sean Stasiak. Who, meat?
Oh, with the meat grinder?
Meat grinder.
Oh, he has the Killer Bees, too.
The Killer Bees. Yeah, no, I want Don Morocco. I want the Bulldogs. I want Bundy.
You want Hillbilly Jim, don't you?
No, I have Hillbilly Jim, actually, somewhere. I want Stud. I want Stud and Bundy. I want the tag team.
He has Steamboat.
Ricky Steamboat. My mom still has a Ricky Steamboat figure.
He even has Ted Arcidi.
Oh.
Stop.
Jake the Snake, right? George Steele.
Wow.
Those are cool LJNs, man.
Yo, he has Adrian Adonis.
You got two Bigelows. I'll take one. I can probably get belts online. Title belts, yeah.
I just want Macho Man.
Nah.
Is that Tito Santana?
There was more than one Santana though. There was a Santana with the white, and then there was the one with the red with the little sombrero on his tights. Yeah, seriously.
I love that.
I want a Wendy Richter figure. He has both versions of Hogan.
What?
Oh wow.
Well, there's one with the white shirt.
That's the American made one. Oh, he has Hercules. He's Bobby Heenan.
Yes, he does.
Man.
He's a mall, dude.
Dude, Corporal Kirshner, the fucking, what is he? He didn't pay his fucking child support, that guy.
He has Mr. Wonderful.
I have Mr. Wonderful.
He has Beefcake.
Miss Elizabeth.
He does, right there.
Classy Freddy Blassie. Oh, is that Ventura? It is Jesse the Body. Strike Force, that's right. He has Martel and that's Coco. He's at Coco Beware.
Damn.
Man.
Is that Ravishing Rick Rude?
Oh.
It is.
There's the Hart Foundation.
Right there.
And the Bulldogs. That's what I want. I want all the tag teams. I want them. I want Bundy and Stud.
God, you just want everything.
No, I just want the tag teams. And Bam Bam Bigelow.
And Bundy.
And Stud and Bundy were a tag team.
Wow, Donnie, your collection is mint.
It is, Donnie. Thank you.
I'm going to post this on the throwbacks page.
Please do that. Please, and give Nick some love. Send him to Nick so he can post them on the gram, too. Oh, man. Wow. What a good show tonight, Chops.
You know what? It was a good show.
It was a good show tonight.
Let me see if I can put this on the
He's got more. Son.
Dude, just send me a Macho Man, I'd be happy, dude. Uh-huh. Other than that, I'm
send happy. Him, yeah, Macho Man and Elizabeth.
That's all I want. Macho Man and Elizabeth. That's, just give me that.
Jesus Christ. Should we get out of here?
That's up to you, man.
Any more questions for the Gallery of Nuts?
The Gallery of Nuts. God, you really are a jerk off.
Yeah, send it over, Choppy. That's what Nick says. Send it over, Chops.
Sweet collection.
Too motherfucking sweet. Man.
From Donnie.
Oh, Shaylin's got a picture of herself with the Hogan LJN in 86 on the page. Oh, she's supposed to be. Okay. Cool. Yes.
You like this collection? Better like this collection.
Sweet ass. You like this hat?
Sure do. Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's the lie.
I like Tony Giovanni. Sure do.
Who the fuck is this?
That's SD Special Delivery Jones.
Is that SD Jones?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He had his own figure.
What a jerk.
He's Outback Jack. He's got Outback Jack. I love it. I love it.
Was that Danny Davis, the referee?
That's Earl Hebner.
That's Earl Hebner? Wow.
Earl Hebner or Dick Kroll, one of them.
Dick Kroll.
He said Dick Kroll. Oh, Jimmy Hart. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah,
good. It takes. I'll tell you right now. It takes a special breed of idiot to love wrestling as much as we do.
Yeah, we're a bunch of fucking idiots.
We are
for sure. Let's get out of here.
Yes, please. What's all? Wow, really?
1983, buddy. The Ozman cometh. Any chance to play Ozzy?
I had the same lady that I told you about. That was like a couple years older than you. She was wearing a Black Sabbath T-shirt.
Why wouldn't she?
No, Ronnie. What's his name? Ronnie from
How many songs was Ronnie? Ronnie,
James, how many albums did he do with Sabbath? Two, I think.
It was two, right? She said it was one. I was like,
maybe one. It was definitely Heaven and Hell.
I thought it was two.
The Mob Rules. I think it's two. I have to look.
Yeah, I just want a confirmation from you because you're.
Well, I have all the Sabbaths. I have a box set of all the Ozzy Sabbaths. I think it's one or two albums he did with Dio.
Okay, I just want to know.
I can confirm that in a minute.
I forgot to ask you since you know your shit.
If it helps, you're Portuguese.
Of course. You know what? I am Portuguese.
Last time I checked, you are.
You want to check out my birth certificate? I'm American, but you know, ethnicity wise,
of Portuguese descent.
Yes.
There you go.
This guy right here, though. He's not Portuguese.
I'm a jerk-off.
But he could be one.
Honorary.
Yeah, honorary jerk-off. Honorary gypsy jerk-off.
Ring that bell. Whoa, wee-wah.
Whoa, gypsy, no magic.
No magic from you, gypsy.
Anyway,
guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us this weekend. This is a great...
306 comments?
You guys are awesome, really.
Fuck my life, that was great.
Thank you so much. All right, so... You know all the social media gimmicks. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
By the way, I follow Donnie now on Facebook. On Twitter.
Thank you, Donnie.
Thanks, Donnie.
Yeah, Donnie. We could definitely, if you want to send them our way, definitely do that. Just
message us and we'll give you...
The address.
And you know what? If you do that for us, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your balls.
Yeah, we'll definitely... Donnie, if you send us those figures, we'll definitely hook you up with a t-shirt or two from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Get you a Mukhtang t-shirt.
Your Mukhtang. Just give us your size of whatever shirt you want. We'll give it to you.
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta do that. Anyway.
All right, sir.
All right, so... TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, RantEMRadio.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, follow Dark Satellite Media on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
My boy Jimmy Ferrari.
Hell yeah, Jimmy has the Brooklyn Blast Furnace. Support Jimmy. Just put out a new episode this week with the one and only GOAT, Gore-Tex, from Brooklyn. I'm an honorary pork chop. That's dope. Nice.
That's what we're here for, buddy.
That's what I'm here for.
To make you an honorary pork chop.
And I think that's it. Next week, same bad time, same bad channel. The Hammer will be in studio with us, I think. Hopefully.
He's trying to take over.
He's taking over Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
Guys, if I could just show you this picture that he drew of us.
Yeah, put it on the...
I'll put it on the Facebook.
Shaylin, happy birthday, baby girl. Enjoy the pay-per-view this weekend. Enjoy your weekend, period.
Pay-per-view?
Really? Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways.
On behalf of this jerk-off, I'm Philly Raya. Bidding you adieu, reminding you all to take care of yourselves, each other, avoid the clap, don't get arrested, don't get caught with a trainee.
A train or a tranny?
Tranny.
Oh, sorry.
I saw an episode of Jerry Springer this morning. It's raining trainees.
Oh, Ellie!
Oh, she finally joins us as we're leaving.
Yeah, we're kind of you're late there, Chief.
All right, baby girl, I love you. Have a good night.
Hello, gorgeous.
We're out of here, man.
God, Allie's a jerk-off.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, jerk-offs.